If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Hi, this is Tim Allen for Kevin.
Omar. Wait, you're at the studio. Never mind.
Don't feel bad, Peter. Hey, I know what'll cheer you up.
Nah, I don't think I'm in the mood.
Are you sure?
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Now there you go, there you go, there you go, there you go. Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly.
Sorry, Brian, it's just not doing it today.
Do the peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
And now,
let's do this right so we can all go home and do the wife or the girlfriend thing, all right? Let's suit up, ladies. Time to punch in.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:32, and it is Tuesday, the 31st. Of, do you like cream in your coffee?
Ooh.
Well, we won't miss that month.
Nope.
Not at all.
That month can go bye-bye as far as I'm concerned.
But tomorrow's a good one. I'm looking forward to how tomorrow starts.
Oh, yeah.
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 Should be something else.
Oh, yeah.
So how is everybody?
Good.
Fantastic.
Fine.
You know what I'm going to do?
Nope.
I was reading an article yesterday about Fred Thompson, who is that Republican who's thinking of running for president. Everybody
right.
thinks he'll be a good candidate. Everybody thinks right. In the polls right now, he has not declared that he's running for president. But in the polls right now, he's neck and neck with guys like Rudy Giuliani.
Really?
He's
in the lead?
Yeah, he's doing great.
Nice.
Because he hasn't had to do the debates. He hasn't been to ask the tough questions. They just like him. They just know him from Law and Order. So they go, oh, I vote for
exactly.
that dude. He's a guy from Law and Order.
So what are you going to do?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a page out of his book because people are pouring money into this dude because they think he's going to run for president.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start circulating the rumor that I'm running for president. So people start pouring money into my campaign, and then I won't run. Boom!
You were never on Law and Order, though.
Just take the money and run.
People don't
There's
like
no
you.
Law that he has to run. He's got millions of dollars pouring in, and it's sitting in a bank account somewhere, and then he'll wait until it all comes in, and he'll go, hey, you know what? I decided not to run. Then he's got all that cash. He's not like they give it back.
Does he keep it?
He would have to give it back.
No!
He would have to.
Donations.
If he doesn't run?
Donations.
Well, listen, this is all starting on a house of cards because there's no possible way anyone would look at you and go, yes, great candidate.
I've just said all you got to do is circulate the buzz, get the buzz out there, get the rumor going that you're thinking of running, and the next thing you know, it's just cashola.
Okay, let's give that a try.
All right.
Let's
well, I'm thinking about it. I haven't decided. I'm
right, that's
about
the
it.
Point, right?
Got to see how my you're fundraising goes. You
right.
know what I mean? You know, once I see the money start rolling in, then maybe I'll run. That's what I'm saying.
I would love for you to run for president.
Or not. I'm not eligible. I can't run for president.
Oh, that's right. You weren't born here. You're a foreigner.
Goddamn foreigner.
He's a foreigner.
Thank God we have rules like that.
No kidding.
Is that fair? Is that a good rule?
Works for me.
Really?
Yes.
In this particular case, I think it's doing us all a solid.
How about a guy like the governor? Should he be able to run?
Not unless he can learn to say California first.
That's true. Think, that's a good point.
I think, you know, it's one of those not all or nothing rules. I mean, I'm sure there are people that are born outside the country that would make fantastic presidents.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a pretty good rule of thumb. I mean,
I think so, too.
Where's he from? Where's Schwarzenegger from? Austria? No.
Yes.
Austria?
Austria.
Mm-hmm. So what if we go to war with Austria? Then what side
is
he on?
That's the fear.
See?
That's the fear.
So
they don't want anybody
no.
to be conflicted. But let me ask you
Whatever
this.
Whatever keeps you out, I'm in favor of.
Okay. But what if look at millions of people who are first-generation Americans who are born here but still mm-hmm. have parents from Mexico or wherever they're from. You don't think they have some sort of allegiance or loyalty to their family's country? Many people
I think
have
it's a little
allegiance.
It's probably a little safer. I don't know.
I mean, think about it. The exact same guy who was born on this side of the border versus on that side of the border makes the difference. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Same family, same upbringing. You can be born, you know, in San Diego and live your whole life in Mexico and still run for president.
Right. But as it is now, can you run?
I cannot.
Okay, then it's fine.
then you're down with it.
I'm good with it. I have no problem with it.
All right. I'm just saying.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we? Breakfast with My Chemical Romance at 7 o'clock.
Indeed.
Ryan Sheckler from the X Games. Talking about those, that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can rent a dog. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can actually rent a dog. We'll tell you about that today.
I'm excited.
People who make decisions based on psychics.
Assistant producer Alex says she would rent a dog if that service were available where she lives. Because we were asking, who rents a dog? And she said, I'd rent a dog.
You could rent a dog for like 3 days or whatever and then give it back.
I don't know how you do this if you lived in a place where you couldn't have dogs, but I could see that being a situation where you really want one, but you can't have one. So How cool would it be to have one for a day?
I guess, but what good does that do for the dog?
Well, this I wonder. Like, where does the dog go?
Is there any kind of screening process? Or
yeah,
and where does the dog go when it's not being rented? Is it just like a kennel?
Yeah, probably. It has a home base, I'd imagine.
That seems jarring for a dog.
Well, no kidding. That's why it's a bad idea.
But there are dogs.
I'm surprised to hear Kevin speaking up for the dog.
Please.
There are dogs who are sociable, though, and just love all people and don't really care who they're hanging out with as long as they're hanging out with somebody.
Sure.
Yeah,
I guess. I mean, you're right. I mean, Michael Vick calls you. He says, I lost my license. Can I rent a dog from you?
You do have to worry.
Can I hear your Michael Vick again?
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
That's spot on, isn't it?
Wow.
And also, we're going to talk about Barry Bonds. Tonight, tomorrow night, Thursday night, coming to Dodger Stadium, might break the biggest record in baseball.
It is cherished and beloved, and it's a record that many people thought would never be broken, because who knew that Barry Bonds would play well into his 60s?
So we're going to talk to the creator of BoycottBarry.com. I don't know if you guys heard, but God has now weighed in.
What?
No, I had not
heard. On the Barry Bonds scandal.
Barry is one of his creatures.
That's correct, yes. And God, through the Reverend Speaker Gerald Polly.
Oh.
Who speaks, as you know, he's the mouthpiece of God. He is translating what God is saying to us about Barry, or as he calls him, Gary Bonds.
Greetings, guys. God here again, talking to you through Speaker Gerald Polly. I'd like to make a comment on this Gary Bonds situation.
Okay.
As I understand it, these steroid things only increase your strength.
Does God ever need to use the phrase, as I understand it?
No. He doesn't.
Isn't he pretty much down with, I don't know, everything?
And wouldn't he know the name of the guy who's going for the record?
Yes.
And not call them steroid things.
Steroid things. God knows way less than we thought.
There's a lot of problems with this translation.
They don't increase your skill. This man is using his skill. He has a tremendous skill to hit this baseball and send it where he wants it to go. And that is as much of getting home runs as strength. This substance might make you stronger, and there is no proof that he has used this substance. It is only speculation.
Okay.
And I am very much against what is going on. Oh. I disapprove of it very much.
Okay.
As long as it is speculation, as long as it can't be proven that he has used some of these substances, this stuff should not be taking place. I am a God of fairness. I am a God of decency, and this is not fair.
So I'll say the same thing to God that I said to our caller yesterday who made the same point, that it's merely allegations. OJ was acquitted.
Yeah.
Do you treat him like he's not a murderer because technically he's innocent? Or do you go with the fact that he killed the people?
There's a lot of circumstantial evidence in this particular case as well.
Well, listen, doesn't God see you everywhere all the time?
He should know, right?
He should know, one way or the other.
Hey, he's saying it hasn't been proven. That's what he's saying. It needs to be proven
to him. That's a good point, Lisa. Shouldn't God know? God doesn't need...
He's like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
He knows if you've been naughty or nice.
God doesn't need a jury verdict on this one. Gary Bonds, excuse me, is his kid. He should know what he's doing.
Gary Bonds. Come on. If you're going to speak from God, at least get his name right, for God's sake.
He answered on SportsCenter once. Really, like,
well, he's not a big star, and he's not in the press a lot.
You can't go online. You can't do any research, nothing.
Well, if you're God, you don't have to, man. You're all-knowing.
All right. Well, apparently not. But just after 6, we're going to talk to Daniel, who started BoycottGary.com. And we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Hey, I think Gary Bonds is on our TV right now.
Yeah,
how about that?
Yeah.
All right. Ralph Garman is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Tuesday morning. Don't forget Breakfast with My Chemical Romance at 7 o'clock this morning. That is coming up pretty soon. They'll be performing live, answering questions from My Chemical Romance fans. Very much looking forward to it from a super secret location. What's going on, Ralph?
Gary Bonds did that quarter to three, right? Wasn't that his big hit?
Yeah. Same guy.
Yeah, I love that song. Well, it's a bad week to be a famous foreign movie director from the 60s.
Wow, it's quite a category.
Yeah. Yesterday, Ingmar Bergman, the Swedish director, kicked the bucket. Today, Michelangelo Antonioni, one of Italy's most famous and influential filmmakers, has died at the age of 94 years old.
What did he make? What movies did he do?
His big ones, L'Avventura, Blow Up was his big one in the 60s about a photographer who accidentally catches a murder on film.
That was a good movie.
Freelance. Great movie.
Never heard of any of that.
The Passenger with Jack Nicholson.
Oh, another good movie.
So, yeah, very influential and very dead.
So you're saying if you're an influential film director from the 60s
foreign,
now and you're listening,
foreign,
be careful.
Right.
Okay. Watch your step. Lisa told me yesterday that the bad news that Joe Walsh died. And I said, Lisa, I said,
Joe Walsh.
I said, that sounds bad, but I think you
mean
Bill
still,
Walsh.
He's still going to tour with the Eagles, even though he's dead.
I said, apparently. I'm pretty sure you mean Bill Walsh, former coach of the 49ers, not Joe Walsh. He's like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
That hurts, too, Bill Walsh. Man invented the West Coast offense.
I know.
How much do we owe that dude?
Should have invented a cure for leukemia instead.
Oh, jeez.
What? I'm just saying it had been better off for him. That's all.
More celebrity sick bay news. Ozzy Osbourne was rushed to the hospital directly from his Ozfest performance in Denver. Easy. Well, let me get to the story before I start screaming.
No kidding.
He had a blood clot in his leg.
Ooh.
So they rushed him to the hospital. They took care of him. He's okay. He's resting comfortably. So Ozzy will continue to rock on like he always does.
I'm surprised a clot could form as fast and athletic as Mr. Osbourne is.
Well, the problem is he stopped doing drugs and drinking, so his blood's just turned to syrup. Because it's not used to, you know, not being watered down with all kinds of different chemicals and fluids.
It's not limber anymore.
Yes, it's not limber anymore. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for adding that. The whole limber part. That was strong. Britney Spears is now officially a single woman after her divorce from Kevin Federline became official yesterday.
Huh.
The papers were filed. And the judge has sealed them and delivered them. So, good news. They're finally single. Now they can get back to dating each other again.
Oh, God help us.
TMZ.com reports that Britney's attorney has asked the judge to seal the child custody portion of the divorce decree because Britney fears that somebody might attempt to kidnap her children while they're with one parent or the other. Best thing that could possibly happen to those children. Why are we trying to defend against it? Kevin's child support payment is also not disclosed. He's paying child support, by the way. Kevin Federline is.
His wife's a multimillionaire, and he has no income, and he's paying child support.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yes.
I thought he was getting money from her.
He is. He's getting, reportedly he's getting $20,000 per month for his prenup deal, but he's got to pay child support.
Okay.
Good times.
Okay.
Britney celebrated this weekend by going out in the town Saturday night with a group of friends to a restaurant called One Sunset here in Los Angeles. According to people at the restaurant, Brittany and her friends had a shrimp cocktail, steak, cheeseburgers, oysters, chicken, Grey Goose, and Red Bull.
Awesome.
And then, as they paid the $251 tab, neglected to add a tip.
Oh, yay! Very nice.
Oh, my God.
That's a good group right there.
Then, Brittany stormed back into the restaurant and accused someone in the staff there of stealing her camera, her digital camera. Turns out she had left it in the car.
Just gets better
and
better.
I want her to effing die.
Unbelievable.
Jill Walsh is gone and we have to have her here. Joe Walsh. Gary Bonds is in trouble. And Britney Spears still continues on.
You know, more and more photographs continue to surface over the last few weeks of Britney Spears. Did you see the ones yesterday of her ass? The ones of her in the club with the people and she's wearing like just panties and a bra again.
No, her I saw ass. The one on the beach.
Yeah, this is different. This is her at a club with a black gay guy and another chick, and they're all, like, holding up their asses to the camera, and she's just massive now. And now I know why, now that I'm hearing what she's eating, but she's just huge.
She was in the club? Is that what you're saying?
She's in the club, yeah.
Yeah, her videos that she's shooting, this one where she's all dressed up in the black leather is this cowboy stripper or whatever the hell she is.
Yeah.
She's swinging around a pole, and her gut's, like, hanging out over her shorts.
Yeah, it's tragic.
It's not a video anybody wants to see. Congratulations to Jenna Elfman, who used to like Kevin.
Yeah.
So he started bagging on her religion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Her and her husband, Bodie Elfman, had a baby over the weekend. The kid's name? Story.
Story?
Story, really?
Story Elias.
Nice.
Story Elias Elfman.
They're upholding their job as celebrities to name their kids
something. Story Elias Elfman sounds like a character from the next Harry Potter book.
It does.
Story.
What is that? Is that a
dumb is what it is.
I mean, have you ever heard that as a name before?
No. That's why we love our celebrities.
And Gwen Stefani's in a little bit of trouble.
Uh-oh.
Apparently the Muslims in Kuala Lumpur are furious over her upcoming appearance.
Why?
Because she dresses scantily and she's obscene in their eyes.
She's too hot?
And she yodels.
Yeah.
They don't like yodeling over there.
Well,
apparently they want to pull the plug on her August 21st concert date in that country because of her scantily clad performances and her obscene gestures.
Okay.
Let me just say this now and get it over with. Take it easy, Muslims.
You think that'll do it?
I feel better now. Having said that.
I think it's just good advice in general.
Sad news.
Joe Walsh.
Joe Walsh has passed away. Not only the coach of the 49ers, but also the guitarist for the Eagles. Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie.
Yes.
Simple Life has been canceled. No more seasons of The Simple Life.
And that was so good. Wait, I didn't watch it.
No longer will we get to see them take the open road and harass perfectly good people.
Who knew that was on? Who knew that was still airing?
E! Entertainment Network.
Okay.
Apparently. They said there's no possible way that the show could show anything more interesting than their real life dramas. So what's the point of doing a TV show with those two crazy broads?
That's true.
So here's a great story, though, and I hope it's true. Dotspotter.com, which is a website that I have no idea anything about.
What is it? Dotspotter?
Dotspotter.com is reporting that the head of the Hilton clan and the family fortune, Baron Hilton, is currently editing his will and is planning to cut off his 11 grandchildren from any inheritance.
Wow.
Word is Grandpa's mad as hell that the heirs have tarnished the Hilton name and plan to donate billions of dollars he's making from the sale of his hotel chain to charity and not to go on to his grandkids.
Wow. That what if Paris amazing. Had to get a job?
That would be the greatest thing ever.
Wouldn't that be awesome? If you'd be at Shakey's for the lunch a bunch and you just go in there and have a little meal.
You know,
say, is that chicken hot?
It's hot. We saw her on the Larry King Live show where she talked about how she's written best-selling books. She's recorded best-selling albums.
Sure. She's
got
a businesswoman.
She's got a lot of things going on that do bring in money.
Yeah.
She may be in better shape than some of the other grandchildren that we don't hear about.
That's true. What about Clyde Hilton?
Oh, there is no Clyde, I don't think.
He or she is good.
Are we storing meat in the studio today? Is there some way to keep beef cold
what?
In here?
What are you guys talking about? Bean cold.
It is Holy unusually
crap.
Cold.
Is it cold
yeah.
in here?
Oh.
Let's turn the heat up.
It's usually cold in here, but it's
unusual. Nipples. Nipples.
Oh,
yeah. That's what Bean's trying to make.
Generous slices of juicy beef.
Oh.
It's like, I feel like I should be punching meat like Rocky Balboa in here right now.
We can turn it up a notch, Ralph.
Holy crap.
Notch.
I'm going to start a bonfire.
It's not going to get us anywhere.
Hey, Gene Simmons is here. What's up, Gene Simmons?
How are you, Ralph Garman?
Good. What's on your mind?
It's just funny you mentioned punching meat.
Right.
Eastman, I have a sausage I'd like you to go a couple rounds with.
Thanks, Gene.
Oh. Lisa likes it 80 in here, though. There's got to be some sort
See,
of compromise.
If I complain, he won't do anything. He scoffs at me. If you complain, he'll turn
well,
you're, it up
because Ralph is a reasonable notch. Guy, and you're unusually sensitive to heat. That's all.
A
or
notch.
Cold. Depending on your
Whichever.
Yeah. It's freaking cold in here. It's freaking cold. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you,
Feels
Ralph.
Good.
Hey, are you a television junkie who can't wait for the fall season to come
yes.
fast enough?
Yes, that's me.
Television Week magazine's upset because
Could you talk more gay? Is it possible for you to put out more gayness through your mouth?
Yes, there is, actually.
Dear
Gene,
God.
Any ideas for that?
Yes, now that's me you're speaking of. I am a television junkie who's looking forward to the fall season, Ralph. Much better.
There's at least three download sites, illegal download sites, the Pirate Bay, Torrent Spy, and Mini Nova, that are already airing episodes of the new fall TV shows.
I've already seen The Bionic Woman. I downloaded that last night.
NBC's Bionic Woman, ABC's Pushing Up Daisies, the CW's Reaper, and several other shows have been up free for the taking since last weekend.
Hmm. No kidding.
And the major networks are just spinning out, as you can imagine.
Sure.
Spending a lot of time and money trying to promote these shows to get people to tune in on the first episode when the fall season cracks open so they get those viewers hooked and people are watching already on the internet.
However, if there's anything we've learned from this new download era is if the project is good, having it available before it airs does nothing but help your show.
But what if it's crap?
Well, that's the problem.
Kevin?
Yes?
You missed it.
What did I miss?
Yesterday, seventh season auditions for American Idol down there in San Diego.
Oh.
I thought you were going to head down.
That's the best.
It's American Idol time already. 12,000 people showed up at Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego, California to audition for American Idol 7.
12,000 people.
The kickoff of the tour where they do the auditions in Dallas coming up on August 6th. Omaha, Atlanta, Charleston, Miami, and then finishing up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on August 27th.
But you can understand why, because you look at, you know, Taylor Hicks, for instance, and the superstar career that he got from winning the show last year, and you think, wow, I could be like him.
I'm halfway through his autobiography right now. It's fascinating. Good times. out on DVD today. 300. If you didn't catch that spectacular movie in the theaters, you're screwed, because now you have to watch it on your TV.
I love that.
Should have seen it on the big screen.
Yeah. Kevin, was it one of the 10 best movies ever made?
Ever.
Yeah.
Top 10.
It was?
Yeah,
it's been my
top 10. Yeah. Okay. The special 2-disc set is available today in stores. Hot Fuzz. If you missed that movie, that's available today as well. And if you're looking forward to season 2 of Sabrina the Teenage Witch, that also is available on discs today.
No, I'm not a Sabrina guy.
Dallas season 7.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Is that the good season, Mike?
I love Dallas.
He's kidding.
No, I love it.
You're kidding.
It's the best.
You're joking.
It's the best adult soap opera, evening soap opera ever made. All the rest are just fake.
Season 7, is that when Lucy Ewing got married?
Sure.
Yeah. Like he remembers.
And Babylon 5, special edition, also available.
But isn't it so dated, though, that you can't watch it now because it's just so crazy and so 80s?
It is. But it's almost satirical of, like, the opulence of the 80s and just people over the top, you know, obsessed with.
Well, I understand that, but I'm just saying, when you look at it now, though, so removed from it, it seems like it would be dated.
Can I finish this up so I can get out of here?
I'm going to start a fire in the corner.
Get a little frostbite here.
Not that cool. We have some mittens back here, Ralph.
Like, see my breath.
Yep.
Guys, I'm actually a polar bear in real life. I'm sorry.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Michael Biehn, actor from Aliens and the Terminator movie. He is 51 years old today. Wesley Snipes from the Blade films.
Yeah, yeah.
Has a hard time filling out a tax form.
Yes, he does.
45 years old today. Dean Cain, not only Clark Kent and Lois and Clark, played Superman in that TV series, but crushed a pitch from our own Kevin Ryder once. That ball is still traveling in the air as we speak.
Still in the air.
That's
how
he rolls. 6 years ago it happened. He's 41 years old today. And J.K. Rowling, author of the Harry Potter books, is 42 years old today. And
but she's only worth like a billion.
Yeah.
So what?
Send her a check. If you don't even buy her anything, just give her a check because she needs the cash. Ralph Garman, I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 7 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Oh, jeez.
Stop it.
It's so hot in here.
Stop it.
I can't work like this. I feel like I got to back off from the fire or something. This is just awful. What's going on in here?
I'm on
a freaking
ferry.
About an hour from right now, it's our latest breakfast show with the band My Chemical Romance. As you know, they just played at the Hyundai Pavilion this weekend. They're hanging around. They got a show tonight in San Diego. Breakfast with your questions included and live performances from the band coming up 1 hour from right now. My Chemical Romance on K-Rock. My Chem in San Diego with Project Revolution. Not the only big thing that's happening tonight. Barry Bonds and the San Francisco Giants are coming back to town for 3 games against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now, that's always a great rivalry game. It doesn't mean much this year because the Giants suck so hard and are already so, what are they, about 14 games out?
Yeah,
something
horrible.
Like that. So it's not like they're screwing with the Dodgers and their chances for the division.
Just the record books.
But just the record books, because Barry Bonds, as you know, is just a couple of homers away from history. So,
How can we boycott Barry? How can we boycott Barry?
David Bowie.
How can we boycott Barry? How can we boycott Barry?
Well, all right.
How can we boycott Barry?
All right, David.
How can we boycott Barry? How can we boycott Barry? How can we boycott Barry?
Thank you very much for asking. Now, yesterday we talked to the guy who's selling the foam asterisk, which is a word that all of us have trouble saying here at the Kevin DeBeach Show. But you take that to the park and you hold up the foam asterisk. Now we have a new item for you to consider as you go to the ballpark.
I don't think I'm as happy with that one as I am this one. This one seems like it would be easier to pull off.
Well, let's find out. BoycottBerry.com is the site. Let's say good morning to Mr. Daniel Kramer. Hey, Dan.
Morning, Kevin. Morning, Bean. And, of course, morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning.
There you go. So, BoycottBerry.com, how long has this been going on?
Well, we launched in the beginning of last season, and through some fits and starts, we've now come to the right place, and all the media attention and eyes of baseball fans are on this game, and there are millions of baseball fans across the country who are overwhelmingly supportive of what we're doing, and the other movements as well. The basic concept of the asterisk is the good, however you say it.
You can't. It's a tough word.
It's not possible to say. That's why we don't like it.
And BoycottBerry.com and just basic fans is that baseball is great and that steroids and cheating and the people who do them are fundamentally wrong.
Uh-huh.
And it's a pretty simple conclusion, I think, that the commissioner and the owners and the players union and even Congress still hasn't seemed to get.
Yeah, and it's interesting you should bring that up because the commissioner of baseball has really basically been asleep at the wheel for the entirety of this steroids controversy, and most of that has to do with just bowing to the demands of the players' union, which seems to be more powerful in this sport than any other sport.
Well, they are, one. And two, the owners have profited handsomely from the home run chase, not just this one, but also the Sosa-McGuire chase. Which helped baseball fans conveniently forget about the player strike.
But
fans will not forget about this. This is a permanent stain on the history of our national pastime. Like, if it was badminton, guys, I wouldn't care. But it's baseball, and it's more important than that.
Now, you're going to be doing something outside Dodger Stadium tonight?
Yeah, well, we've got plans inside and outside. The Dodgers are kind of big into protecting Barry and suppressing free speech, which is kind of disappointing. And they threw us out last year because they said our shirts were offensive and profane.
What did your shirt say?
Well, the shirt, it just says boycottbarry.com, and it's a parody of the MLB logo. Instead of the guy swinging a bat, he's swinging a syringe.
Ah, yes.
And he's facing left-handed, not right-handed, just like our friend Barry. And then the syringe is measured in 660, 714, and 755. So if you go to the website, you'll see it. And it's obviously not offensive or profane or obscene, especially compared to the guy next to me who was wearing a shirt that said, "Giant suck, Barry swallows."
I saw those. I've seen those.
And that was okay.
That is okay.
That's really interesting. I'm so glad that we heard that story from you because they're just offended by their image being tarnished as being accepting of steroids.
Yeah, and I'm sure that there's players on all major league teams who have used, which is sad. But the reason that Barry gets and deserved added scrutiny is because he's approaching the most important record in all of American sports,
right?
And he's done it illegitimately. And it Dave Roberts, who used to be on the Dodgers and who I happen to like a lot, actually had a pretty dumb remark the other day. He said, "Well, Dodgers fans, should respect the moment in history, and it's not cool when parents have their 8-year-old kids holding up, asterisk signs." because the kids don't know what it's about. That's actually fundamentally wrong. The little leaguers do know what steroids are, and the longer that they see, their idols or, pro baseball players succeeding, by using them, the worse and worse the problem gets. And then what you have is the same thing that's happening to boxing. Boxing is correctly seen as shady, Don King,
right,
illegitimate. And now you have the rise of UFC. And even though it's more violent, it's seen as honest. The
right.
same thing will happen to baseball. Fans will start going to basketball and football and lacrosse and soccer and all these
other
games.
Not lacrosse. Now, Daniel, let me ask you this, because we were taking phone calls yesterday about this very topic. What do people do at Dodger Stadium? If there was any way to get everybody together to do one thing, it would be amazing. It seems like that's an impossible goal.
The only reason it's impossible is because I had 20,000, not 55,000, bonds folds made in China. Now, a bonds fold is an eye mask, like a blindfold, that just says boycottbarry.com on it. And every time Barry comes up, just put on the eye mask so as to say, "You may be good, you may be allegedly approaching the record, but I'm so mad at what you represent that I'm just not going to watch you play." Now, we have Boycott Babes, and myself and a lot of our supporters are going to be passing out bonds folds outside the stadium before the game. But because we're probably not going to get everybody, the best thing for Dodger fans to do, if they don't have a bonds fold on, is to just turn their backs.
That's what we were saying yesterday.
That seemed like the best idea.
Just turn away from...
Yeah, that's very simple. And ignore in all the ways possible. Put on a bonds fold, turn your back, give him the silent treatment, all those things.
That's the other thing.
Barry feeds off the Barry sucks chant.
Right.
He feeds off that.
So you think the silent treatment is more effective than booing?
By far.
Interesting.
By far and away. And I know you guys make a living off talking, but in this case, it's best to just
We're good with
be
that.
Quiet.
LA Times columnist Bill Plaschke is also saying just not a word, just not a sound.
Yep.
That would be amazing.
That's not a bad idea. Hey, if you're just joining us, by the way, you're way late. You missed the best stuff. But Daniel Kramer's on the line from boycottberry.com if you want to go and see the bonds fold, see the logo that we're talking about, and read more about this. What would you do, honestly, Daniel, if you happen to be sitting in right field or center field tonight and one of those home runs comes to you? What would you do with the ball?
What I would do with the ball is this. First of all, I would sell it. No questions asked. I would sell it to the highest bidder. I would then take the money. I would donate half of it to the RBI program. RBI is Rebuilding Baseball in Inner Cities. It's a Major League Baseball associated charity, and it's basically about getting baseball back into urban neighborhoods where it used to be, but isn't really any longer. It was actually started in South Los Angeles, but now it's international. That's one.
And then the other half you would hookers and blow?
You know, I'm not into either of those things these days. And then the second half actually goes to strikeoutsfortroops.com, which is run by Giants pitcher Barry Zito, the good Barry.
The good Barry, right.
And what it is for every strikeout or hit or home run that players like Zito and a lot of others who are associated with it, you know, record as a statistic, then a certain amount of money is donated to military veterans who are in hospitals or veterans who need care.
Wow, what a good answer that was.
Yeah.
By the way.
He thought it out.
Thought of that.
And most people are thinking, you know, hookers and blow when they talk about the kind of cash that ball would
be. Yeah, or at least, you know, a trip to
Vegas?
You know, Hawaii. Vegas. Well, what are you going to do in Vegas? Come on.
Hookers and blow. Okay. We had a listener yesterday, by the way, who said if he caught the ball, he would sell it to Fidel Castro just to piss off everybody. Because Castro is a huge baseball fan.
I take back my answer. That's the best one ever.
Because that way Barry doesn't get it, the Baseball Hall of Fame doesn't get it, and it's in the hands of a communist
dictator. I don't even know if the Hall of Fame is going to say they want it, but do they?
I think they do.
And when, you know, when and if, and you have to believe it's just a matter of time, an indictment comes against Barry for lying to a federal grand jury, for tax fraud when he was given, you know,
that will happen.
Undeclared money to one of his mistresses. I mean, the federal government and the IRS don't like being lied to on these things.
Right, but Major League Baseball has made a habit out of ignoring this whole problem. There's no way they're going
to... Clearly. And they appointed George Mitchell, the former Senate Majority Leader, to lead a probe of this. And George Mitchell, if you remember, was a very important part of bringing the Good Friday Peace Agreement to Northern Ireland. So, which is to say, he can end or help end 500 years of murder between Catholics and Protestants in Northern Ireland. But he can't get the players union, the commissioner, and the owners at the same table to address what is an obvious problem.
Right.
Yeah.
And
good point.
And it's sad.
Boycottberry.com is the site for all things related to this. And again, look for the guys out at Dodger Stadium. You could be there just tonight or all three games.
All three games
handing out the bonds folds, and that's a great idea. If you don't have one to put over your eyes when Barry takes his place in the batter's box, go ahead and just turn your back and don't make a peep. That's great advice. Hey, thank you very much for joining us, Daniel. We appreciate talking to you.
Kevin and Bean and Lisa, I listen to the show all the time, and it's an honor to be on.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I wonder how Under the Weather got started.
I'm saying as an expression. I just wonder where that came from. It's just so odd. That's
the conversation we have to hear while you guys are listening to Green Day when I come around.
Why do you complain?
Info B.
Why complain about everything? Hey, it's 6:26 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Breakfast with My Chemical Romance at 7. Of course, it's X Games Week here in Southern California. Ryan Scheckler is going to be joining us at around 8:30 this morning. And we got somebody to deal with now, I think, that got in contact with you. Right, Ralph?
Yes, let's deal with him, shall we?
Well, we're trying to help the boy out. Why not? Is this Doug on the line?
Doug.
Yeah, it sure is. What's up, guys? What's up, Lisa May?
Hey, Doug.
Doug, sorry to hear about your troubles, man.
Yeah, you know, Ralph, I was thinking about it over the weekend, and I thought, you know what, I'll email Ralph, because I've been listening to you for a long time, and I think maybe you could make some sense out of the craziness that's going on.
What happened, Doug?
Well, you know what? I thought everything was cool, and I went away for 2 weeks to do some post-grad work, and I came home to divorce papers and a Dear Doug letter.
Out.
That's a bad surprise.
That's not even a, hey, we have to talk, honey. We're going to sit down and I'm going to explain why I'm leaving. That's just, it's done and here's the paperwork.
Yeah, pretty much. And, it, you know, it was really, really quite disturbing because the weekend before when I was in San Diego, she was talking to me, and she said, hey, I want a divorce. And I said, you know what? I'll pack up everything and come home right now so we can talk about this.
Wait a minute. So she told you the weekend before that she wanted a divorce, and you came home to the papers, and you were shocked.
You didn't tell us that part.
That's what happened.
Later that day, when the weekend was down there, later that day, she called back to apologize to me.
You said, I'll do whatever it takes. I'll leave school now. I'll come home. We'll work this out, honey.
Yeah, I did that.
And you thought that bought you some time at least to discuss it when you got back.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping to. Yeah. But
How long have you kids been married?
We got married in September in Malibu on the beach.
September, recent September?
God.
Dude. What do you think the problem was? It seems like there was a hint in your email to Ralph of what you think may have contributed to the problem.
She went to a psychic, and the psychic told her that she was pretty sick with her thyroid. That's the reason she's been losing all this weight. And she was already a tiny thing to begin with. And then, so Friday, July 6th, she goes to a psychic. She comes home. And for the next day and a half before I go to San Diego, she is so freaked out about what the psychic told her that, like, I asked her. She was so petrified that I asked her, do you want me to take you to the hospital? Because I'm concerned because she's like, my body is sore and, oh, I can't do this and I can't move. And I'm like, whoa, do we need to go to the hospital? And she's like, no, I'll be all right. And
no, then, I'd rather take my medical advice from psychics. Thanks.
You know, and I kind of said the same thing in a loving way, you know, because I really don't believe in all that. But, you know, if that makes her happy, then that's cool. Go do it, you know. And so Monday she goes to get all her blood work done and everything, and thyroid's perfect, no problem. And then a couple days later when I'm in San Diego, you know, the reason that she lost all this weight is the stress of being married to me and the relationship. And you know what's really funny is when I signed the divorce papers on July 27th, I have a message on my phone from June 27th from her telling me what a great husband I am and what a beautiful life we're going to have. And
yeah, she was lying.
When I got home that day from work at 5 o'clock, she was a waiting woman in bed, and I was like, woohoo, you know?
Yeah, well, that was before the psychic got involved to tell her what's really going on.
Yeah, you know, I have a little feeling that you know, that she's searching for something, and apparently I just can't, you know, I can't give it to her because I'm not to that.
Did she give you any kind of indication as to what the psychic told her was the problem?
Besides the thyroid?
No, when I kind of pressed her on it, she just, you know, I pressed her in that loving way, and she's like, she just said my thyroid's messed up, and I might have diabetes, and I'm like, what?
Jesus.
Plus, I'm allergic to you.
Yeah.
So she got a divorce from you in good part because she talked to a psychic.
I have an underlying feeling that there's some truth behind that.
How about that? Boy, you don't see that one coming, do you? Especially when you're newlyweds.
No, you know what? I thought I would have bet everything I had that we would have been married forever.
Psychic.
And, you know, the same thing with my family, my sisters, you know, my mom, everybody. Everybody thought we were just the happiest couple, and I thought the same thing, you know. I'm going to school. I'm doing post-grad work, you know. I'm a part-time professor at a local community college, and I got a lot of good things going on in my life. And then, bam, this happened.
All right. Stand by, Einstein. Lisa, you know women. What's up?
Well, I want to ask Doug what she had going on in her life besides you. What was she doing with her life?
Three other guys.
Hey, how dare you?
No, that's a good question. I mean, if you were everything she had, then maybe, you know, maybe she did need to expand a little bit, make her life a little richer.
Anybody would, I would think. What was she doing?
I totally been looking from that angle, you know, and she did a lot of volunteer work, and she was a service quite a bit, you know, and it just never seemed to be quite enough, you know.
So
she's mentioned in the letter that she was always worried about me and the kids, and I don't understand why she was always so worried about us. I mean, because, you know, we were pretty much like no maintenance, you know. We just go out and have a good time. We go hang out at the beach, and we do fun things, you know.
You have kids?
Huh?
You have kids?
Yeah, I have a 7-year-old little boy, and then I have a daughter who's 14, who's my son's half-sister, and I've been taking care of her since she was 2 years old. And
Lisa, these are from previous relationships then, Doug, right?
Yeah, my 7-year-old is from a previous relationship, and my son's half-sister is from the same relationship. But my son's half-sister, she has no positive role male in her life,
in
this little girl's life. So I just kind of stepped up and said, you know what?
See, he's going to be a Dr. Phil, you guys.
You sound like a good dude, Doug.
He does, you know, but what? That's a lot, you know, to step what? Into,
I wake
too.
Up every day, and I try to be a good dude every day when I wake up.
You failed this time.
Oh, stop it,
what? I'm just saying.
It's hard to argue with somebody who takes their marching orders from a psychic, though. I mean, that's trouble.
Yeah,
I mean,
I
know a lot of people like to go to psychics and
for entertainment value.
Yeah, but to actually make life decisions based on what a psychic says, that's a little scary.
Isn't there any sense from you, Doug, that perhaps this psychic maybe influenced her decision to go on her own way or not?
I think there was some influence from her.
I mean, if this woman, this psychic she went to, is willing to take wild stabs in the dark at her medical condition, it's not beyond the realm of possibility that she would say, well, I think you need to get a divorce. You need to be on your own.
I kind of agree with you there, Ralph. I really, you know, it, you know, our whole relationship, she's gone to psychics, you know, here and there, and I've never just been into it. And every time she comes back, she tells me everything, you know, and oh, the psychic said we're going to have a beautiful relationship, and you know, we're going to be together forever.
She should have kept going to the psychic that said you were going to have a beautiful relationship instead of the psychic that told you to get a divorce.
No, that's no joke, because the other ones cost a lot less.
Sure. Yeah, no kidding.
Now, what was she paying for psychics?
Well, anywhere from 50 to 100, from what I understand, because she never was really too upfront with me, and I didn't really press her on it because it just made her happy. So it was like,
that's money well spent right there, people.
That's right. Spend that money, she'll tell your wife to leave you.
$100 an hour.
Well, listen, Doug, I'm glad you called and told us the story, because we wanted to talk to our listeners who have made decisions based on something that a psychic said, or have been in a situation where they've been influenced by that, where somebody has done something like you've described here today, because I bet it's pretty common. I mean, there seem to be psychics on every street corner, you know, here in Los Angeles. There are a lot of them out there, and clearly they got a lot of business, so there are people listening to them.
Does what psychics tell them.
Oh, David Bowie.
Who does what psychics tell them.
1-800-520.
Who does what psychics tell them.
1067.
Who does what psychics tell them. Who does what psychics tell them.
I think we get it, Dave.
Who does what psychics tell them. Who does what psychics tell them.
That's
the psychics point.
He is certainly eager to contribute, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
So 1-800-520-1067. If you do what psychics tell you, or you have a story that you can, maybe one that's a little happier than our friend Doug's too. We'd like to hear from you. Doug, sounds like a raw deal, man, but I'm glad you called.
Hey, thanks, guys, for helping me out.
Good luck to you, man. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We just talked to K-Rock listener Doug a few minutes ago about his wife and how she went to a psychic and then came home and decided that she needed a divorce.
Does what psychics tell them.
David Bowie, we don't have...
Who does what psychics tell them.
We don't have time for this.
Who does what psychics tell them.
1-800-520.
Who does what psychics tell them.
1067.
Who does what psychics tell them.
Here's the...
Who does what psychics tell them.
We've had...
Who does what psychics tell them.
The thing is that...
Does what psychics tell them.
Had a lot of people who have called in who have said, oh, here's what a psychic predicted, and then it happened. That's not what we're looking for. We're talking about a psychic gave you advice, made a suggestion of something that you should do, and you decided to do it. Famously, by the way, back in the 1980s, First Lady Nancy Reagan was a scandal at the time, because she very much had the ear of the president. Her husband, Ronald Reagan, really used to use her counsel. And she was heavy into astrology, the psychics. And she would be making suggestions to him based on what the psychics said. And a lot of people said, I don't know that that's how you want to run the policy. I don't know that that's where the government needs to be going, is what the psychic says. So 1-800-520-1067, you or someone close to you, follow the advice of a psychic. How did that work out for you? Let's go to James in Northridge. Hey, James, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, how you guys doing? Kevin Beanley, Smay.
Hi, James.
Well, my friend went to go buy a boat and had a rather large amount of cash in a safe at home,
right.
$16,000 to be exact.
Whoa.
And so he decided to make the purchase, went home to get the cash, and found out that his girlfriend had spent the money on candles from her spiritual advisor for his soul and their relationship, and actually mine and my fiance's relationship.
$16,000 worth of candles?
Yes, on candles.
Oh man!
So she kind of lost it, and he broke down and called my fiance crying, and didn't know what to do, and
you know, one night, they live across the street from our old high school, so me and my fiance went there to watch a game, and we saw that there was a candle burning through their window because they had left the house, and I'm a firefighter, and I decided that wasn't the smartest thing to do.
Right.
So we blew the candle out, and she came home, like, 20 minutes later and absolutely lost her frickin' mind, telling us that there was a ritual that you had to put it out with, and there was a special procedure, and we ruined it. And,
wow.
Yeah, it was bad.
That's cuckoo. By the way, I think you may be even getting into a different area than we expected, which is the psychics that basically tell you to do stuff because that's another way they have of squeezing money out of you.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. She fell into that whole thing.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you for the call, James. We appreciate it. 1-800-520-1067. No.
Okay.
Let's try Renee in Torrance here on the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, about 15 minutes away from the start of Breakfast with My Chemical Romance, super secret location. That's still to come. Hey, Renee.
Good morning.
Hi there. Good morning.
My sister-in-law went to one psychic who was telling her that she had to take rose petals and wrap them up in red silk and put them in her purse.
She had to wrap rose petals in her purse?
Right. Where nobody would touch them.
Right.
And that would bring her boyfriend, who didn't like her, back to her.
And how'd that work out?
Didn't.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Hard to believe.
Shocked, I tell you.
And people, that person probably continued to go back to and pay that psychic for advice like that.
Every week.
Wow.
Every week. And we were all telling her, hey, I think he's cheating on you. I think he's going somewhere else. And she didn't listen.
With the psychic.
How about that?
Maybe so.
Crazy that would be.
Thank you, Renee.
Crazy.
Let's go to Tara in Thousand Oaks. Good morning, Tara. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hello, Tara.
Hi. How are you?
We are good. Your friend went to a psychic?
Yeah, she went to a psychic, and I guess they told her that she's destined to marry some guy named Josh, and now she will only date people named Josh.
No kidding.
That's awesome.
So the first question she asks is, what's your name? And if it's not Josh, she's out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Going out with her is so hard because she's very beautiful and lots of guys hit on her. But if your name's not Josh, it's not going to happen.
Talk about a tough room.
No kidding.
You could have it going on. But if you don't have Josh, that's a great story.
Yeah.
So I wonder if she'll end up settling for a guy named Josh who's not nearly as good as a guy she could have got who's not named Josh because of what the psychic said.
Well, the guys that she's dated are just straight losers.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
The Josh that she's been out with so far, I mean.
We have Kevin and I have a friend who only dates guys named Chris. She's married two of them, and she's dated like six of them.
That's true.
Oh, I know who you mean.
Yeah. And I don't know that that's her intention.
But she's just straight crazy. It's not because of a psychic.
Yeah, she's just crazy. All right, thank you for the call, Tara. Let's close with Elizabeth. This is exactly what we're looking for on the Kevin and Bean Show. Elizabeth is in Tustin. Tell us about your crazy psychic friend.
Hello?
Hi there.
No, it's actually my sister. She went to a psychic, and they told her to move to the desert.
Move to the desert?
Move to the desert, because she'd be happy there.
Okay.
And so, and that she would meet and end up with a really dark guy.
Okay. A really tan guy?
A really, like, dark, like, almost black guy.
Which desert did she move to?
She ended up getting the chance to, shortly after that, to go to Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
and she did it based on the psychic.
So she basically did it because she's like, heck yes, I'm going to be happy there.
Wow.
And how did it work out for her?
Well, yeah, she's happy, married with a dark guy, and has three kids.
What does dark guy mean? Is he black or is he not black?
No, he's Hispanic, but he's just very, very dark.
She married a dude with a tan.
Yeah.
Okay.
She married a tan guy.
All right. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Who does what psychics tell them?
I guess this means we...
Who does what psychics tell them?
That last call means we should do it.
Who does what psychics tell them? Who does what psychics tell them?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:59, minutes away from our breakfast with My Chemical Romance.
Yes, super secret location, about 100 or less, fewer, I should say, K-Rock fans and the band My Chemical Romance taking questions and performing live. First, though, it's Tuesday morning. Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph.
What's going on?
Waiting on Psycho Mike?
Let's hear some showbiz stories.
That's not necessary.
Let's hear some showbiz stories.
David Bowie did a new intro for me.
Let's hear some showbiz stories.
Sure was smooth getting into it.
Let's hear some showbiz stories.
You can barely see the seams.
Let's hear some showbiz stories.
Okay, that's fine.
Let's hear some showbiz stories.
We're out of time now.
Again, for people who missed it, tell us why we're hearing David Bowie all the time now, all of a sudden.
Because David Bowie rules.
Sure.
And because he's gaining a newfound popularity since his appearances on Flight of the Conchords recently.
He appeared to Brett in a dream, right?
That's right.
HBO show, yeah.
It wasn't really Jermaine, though. It was David Bowie.
It wasn't Jermaine,
that's
no.
That's correct.
It was David Bowie.
All right. Breakfast
from
with My Chemical Romance.
From the Ashes to Ashes video.
Next. Ralph's got the showbiz beat right now.
Ziggy Stardust Tour.
Ah, Star Jones is a big fat liar.
Yeah. Yes, that is true.
True, remember true, and when true. She lost 200 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
And instead, everyone said, how'd you do it? She said, oh, diet and exercise.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. Well, turns out she just wrote a first-person essay for the September issue of Glamour magazine where she admits, wait for it, she had gastric bypass surgery.
What?
I hate her so much.
Shocking. Shocking. She's addressing this by saying that everything about me was already so public. So, of course, everyone wanted to know what I had done. But the truth is, I was scared of what people might think of me.
We already hate you.
Right. You got nothing to lose.
Absolutely.
And did you think we thought it was really anything else when you dropped 160 pounds in 3 months?
Yeah, she was obviously lying.
Obviously.
I'm so fat.
Keeping her decision private made her a hypocrite, she says.
No.
Fat, 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 fat.
Reynolds, who weighed 307 pounds at her heaviest, said her out-of-control behavior began around her 40th birthday. Feeling lonely, she turned to food for comfort.
This is for all the fat girls!
Gaining 75 pounds over the course of 17 months.
Wow.
How much?
75 pounds over 17 months.
That's a lot of eating.
Oh, was that about the same time she married Al? Because that would have depressed me.
Doesn't say here what the timeline was for that.
I have one thing to say to you. Kiss my fat ass!
If she was lonely, she should have just boned the food instead of eating it. Fat whore.
You're such a fat ass that when you walk down the street, people go, God damn it, that's a big fat ass!
She was always the woman. I don't care what anybody thinks. I'm my own woman. I stand on my own 2 feet. I'm the, and I was like, oh, I didn't want to say anything because what people might think of me.
Yep.
God damn her.
I'm a lawyer.
That's right. She used to say she was a lawyer.
In high school, everybody called me fat ass.
And she looks worse now that she's skinny, which is even funnier
she
to me.
She looks like an
a freaking alien with a giant ET head.
She does.
You pointed out so correctly at the time she lost the weight that when she was fat, you never noticed how ugly she was. You just noticed how fat she was. And then she lost the weight and you went, wow, she's a deeply unattractive woman.
She looks like a praying mantis now. Just giant bug eyes, little skinny arms in front of her. She's ready to just eat her husband.
Overweight people have it hard enough being disgusting without you making fun of them.
Oh, I wish her nothing but bad things.
Me too.
You shouldn't encourage people to be fat. Fat people are immoral.
You guys ever watch the TLC reality show, Little People, Big World?
Oh, yeah.
About the midget family?
Sure.
Dad was busted for DUI last month.
Oh, no.
This story just coming to light. It's 45-year-old Matthew Roloff.
You have like a thimble of beer?
Arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence of intoxicants.
But he was driving a little Shriner go-kart, right?
No, he was in a big person's car.
Wow.
Yeah, the cops pulled him over on June 19th. He had been swerving all over the road.
That's just because he can't reach the wheel.
Matthew tried to say that he was swerving to avoid a squirrel because he thought it was a grizzly bear.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Kevin, I'm pretty sure midgets can reach the wheel. It's the pedals they can't reach.
Right.
I think they're fine with the wheel. They can actually just reach
right. They were the ones with those little itsy-bitsy arms.
No.
Those are velociraptors.
That's velociraptors. That's right.
You know, I don't mean to be negative in any way, but a little person, little brain.
Celebrity babies still in the news. Jenna Elfman and her husband, Bodie Elfman, had a baby over the weekend. The kid's name, Story Elias.
Story.
Guaranteeing a beat down in the playground. Story Elias Elfman.
Dude. Yeah.
Here's the clip of Kevin asking Jenna Elfman to leave our studio the last time she was in.
Really?
What do you want to
remove you? Stand up and leave, please. Thank you.
It was ugly. It wasn't her, by the way.
How do we not use that clip at the end of the show on Fridays, by the way?
Sometimes we do.
That was the spokesman for the Church of Scientology.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Ryan and Trista, remember them from The Bachelor?
Yep.
They actually ended up getting married, right?
The only couple ever to actually get together after that show. They had a baby as well last week, last Thursday, a boy named Maxwell.
Is he smart?
I was just asking if the kid...
Oh,
dear God.
Jesus.
Why are you the way that you are? Honestly, every time I try to do something fun or exciting, you make it not that way. Mm-hmm. I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
Just saying.
Not enough Maxes in the world, I think.
It's a good name.
Little kids named Max.
Doesn't Spielberg have a Max?
He does have a Max, yes. And celebrity marriage is also in the news. Seventh Heaven star Sarah Thompson, who also played Rose.
She hot at all? I don't know.
On that show? Yeah, she's very attractive. She married a screenwriter named Brad Kane at the Picard Resort and Spa up near Santa Barbara over the weekend. So everyone's just getting married and having babies, left and right.
Sure.
Ozzy Osbourne's in the hospital.
No.
He was rushed directly to the hospital from his Ozfest performance in Denver, Colorado, because he had a blood clot in his leg.
Hey, Mike, you know this is the same story from last hour, right?
It doesn't matter.
He's okay. It turns out okay.
Hearing those words put together, it scares me.
He was okay an hour ago. He's okay now.
Mm. Yeah. Apparently, the clot was caused by the fact that Kelly tried to eat his leg.
Oh, my God!
And she bit into it. Apparently, caused the clot. So, glad that all worked out for the best. Today's celebrity birthdays, Michael Biehn, actor from Aliens and from Terminator. He's 51 years old today. Wesley Snipes, Blade in the Blade movies. He is 45. Dean Cain, Clark Kent in Lois and Clark, 41 years old today. And J.K. Rowling, author of the Harry Potter books, is 42 years old today. She's already working on her next book, by the way, Jerry.
She is?
Yep.
No, I didn't.
Brand new book, not the narrow Harry Potter book. And she's writing two versions simultaneously, one for kids and one for adults. Same story, one done for children, one done for adults.
She's just showing off now.
She's running with both hands at the same time, too, by the way, while on a unicycle. It's all very impressive.
This one has a new wizard named Larry Potter, though. I don't know that she's really going too far afield.
Yes! Yes!
That'd be awesome if that's what she
yes!
did.
Yes! Now I know why you keep the studio so cold, because it makes the comedy so fresh.
Larry Potter. Jesus Christ.
You're on fire. Don't use any of that.
My name is Larry Potter, and I fight for you.
Can you not use any of that comedy on the band My Chemical Romance next? Would you mind?
Oh, come on. Yeah, we do have to get to the super secret location.
Yeah, let the band talk more. Oh,
you
less.
You say less.
All right.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It's Breakfast with My Chemical Romance. My Chemical Romance.
The Kevin Bean Show. KROQ FM. Pasadena. Los Angeles. LAOC's only new rock. The world famous, famous, famous K-Rock.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our Breakfast with My Chemical Romance. Welcome to band. You're in the hallway.
Morning. Morning, guys. Howdy. Good morning.
Welcome.
You can all stand up, please. You can get pretty close. You can get a little closer than that. Put your hands together. Los Angeles, we are My Chemical Romance.
One, two, three, four. Again. Just like the hearse, you tired of getting in again. Far from
that.
I don't know that I've ever seen a mosh pit at this hour of the morning. I really don't. That was unbelievable. Guys, welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys for coming.
So Gerard, we tell all of these people just before you come in, that white line, if you cross it, we will kill you. Right? And then you took out the first four rows within 30 seconds of playing. I like that.
You don't really need to use that white line.
Oh, that's good advice. Well, we're here at a super secret location with the band My Chemical Romance, ladies and gentlemen, here on the world famous K-Rock. If you're just joining us, you're four dates in now, I guess, for Project Revolution. How's it feel so far?
It feels amazing. Like, I think it's just what the doctor ordered.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've kind of been supporting, and that's really exciting, and it's just like a big, fun tour with lots of bands and all of our friends. So.
When they asked you to join the tour, you, of course, were headlining everywhere.
Yeah.
What appealed to you about it?
I think because it's something we never did before, and we have a lot of respect for Linkin Park. They're an awesome band, and something new, you know, and they were like, and we have all your friends coming, so you got to say yes.
Okay.
We did a breakfast show just like this with Linkin Park earlier this month, and we talked to them about putting Project Revolution together, and they said we had a wish list of the bands that we wanted to go out, and we never had to go to Plan B. Everyone we asked to come out with, it was like the perfect show in their mind.
Yeah.
So that's good times.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, I don't know. Like, usually it takes you a while to warm up on a tour, but like 4 days in and it's already – it's like riding a bicycle, you know? So.
You knew when you recorded this album, this Welcome to the Black Parade album. I remember we had you guys in the day it came out back in October, and you said, guys, we're going to be on the road with this thing for a long, long time.
Yeah, we weren't lying.
You weren't lying. Is it living up to your expectations of taking this record out on the road and getting it in front of people?
Completely. What do you guys think, right? Yeah, completely. Like, you know, one of the most amazing things that happened when doing Black Parade is, like, we would get off a plane and be in a country we've never been before and see how we've affected a whole culture there, and that's an amazing feeling. And then just get to play to thousands of people all over the world and, you know, bring them something a little different.
Is the traveling part of it getting harder? Because it seems like it is for everyone else, and you guys do nothing but travel.
That's the work, you know. It's never the shows. The shows is, like, That's the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, you get to play every night, so that makes the 8-hour drive or the 12-hour flight or the 24-hour flight worth it. You know what I mean?
What's a 70-year-old guy working the security at an airport in Budapest think when you guys walk out looking like you're looking?
I wonder how many drugs these guys got.
Yeah.
We actually just landed in Germany on the last tour. It was our first place we stopped, and they just searched me up and down. The guy's like, you do drugs? I'm like, what does that even kind of mean? Like,
you know, do I have any on me? No. You know? Leave me alone.
No.
Well, the band My Chemical Romance is here, a super secret location with a very small but enthusiastic group of fans. We're going to take a quick break and come back, and we'll go out into the audience and start asking for some of your questions for the band, because how often do you get a chance to talk to your favorite singers, right? That's what the Breakfast Series is all about. And we'll continue right after this on the world famous K-Rock.
It's a breakfast to go, Joe.
The Kevin and Bean Show's Breakfast with My Chemical Romance.
K-Rock.
All right, we are back. It's Breakfast with My Chemical Romance. And the band is here. Ready to take your questions from the audience. Lightning, you're out there in the crowd. Who do you have for us first today?
I'm Lita from Granada Hills.
Hi.
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 My question is, the collaboration that you guys did with The Used for Under Pressure was really great.
Oh, thanks.
I was wondering if you guys had any upcoming collaborations planned?
No.
No, not at all, actually. It's been a long time since we covered a song, too. But
is there someone that you would like to work with?
Lots of people.
I'll work with?
I'm blanking. Greg Dooley from the Afghan Whigs. Uh-huh. That'd be pretty amazing.
We've definitely talked about Tom Waits.
Tom Waits, yeah.
Now, would you be comfortable at this point calling up some of those people that you admire and going, hey, I'm that guy in that band. Let's do something.
No. We still prank people.
Yeah, we're still at that level where we just prank people.
All right. Good question. Thank you very much. Who's next, Lighting?
Hey, I'm Sean from L.A. First off, let me say you guys kicked ass on Saturday. Project
Thank
Revolution
you so much.
Tour.
Thank you.
My question to you guys is, I know you guys just came back from Europe. What was the weirdest thing you guys seen in Europe?
All right. I think we saw some weird stuff. You probably, you did.
I had, well, it was tied. There was a one-footed gypsy.
Fantastic.
And then, yeah, and she didn't want food for, like, food or anything. She straight up was like, do you have any absinthe? And then there was a fountain in Madrid that had 20 to 25 dead birds, like, sacrificed around it.
Yeah. Way to bring us down, man.
Good times.
You asked. Okay. Sorry.
What city is the site of the worst gig you ever played?
We never had one of those.
I did.
Occasionally, yeah, he does have bad ones, but I never do. And, seriously, never happened.
No disasters yet.
Uh-uh. Didn't you guys have a show where the electricity went out? Like,
yeah, but that was like the best part. Yeah.
And everybody started singing along.
We played Warped Tour like 3 years ago, and then, yeah, the power went out, so we just finished the song. It was like Head First for Halos, I think, and we just finished it, so it's cool.
My Chemical Romance is here, Breakfast With, on the Kevin and Bean Show on the World Famous K-Rock. Who wants to hear a little song called Teenagers? With My Chemical Romance. We'll take a quick break and come right back on K-Rock.
Breakfast. You'd be like a big breakfast machine
with My Chemical Romance.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show on 106.7 KROQ. Breakfast with My Chemical Romance. All right. Who's having the best time they've ever had in their life, baby? What's it like to write those words in your room or wherever you're writing them, and then to
see... parents' basement?
Yeah, parents' basement. Maybe that's the case. And then, like on a morning like this morning, you've got a dozen people in the front row who are 3 feet from you screaming the words back to you in your face. What's that like?
That's one of the best parts. Like, it's the best feeling in the world. So, yeah, there's not a lot of things you could use as a metaphor to describe that. It's just...
It's just something that feels amazing inside. So.
And when you go to foreign countries, they sing back to you in
same
English.
Words. Same words. It's amazing.
Do they know what they mean?
I think so.
Okay.
Lightning is in the audience in the Super Seeker location. By the way, one of the smallest Breakfast With shows we've ever done. A very exclusive audience here this morning. Probably less than 100 people or so. And Lightning, you've got one of them. Who's with you?
We've got Andrew from Burbank.
Hey, guys. I'm in a band that's heavily influenced by you guys' music.
Awesome.
So I wanted to know if you guys have any advice for up-and-coming bands.
Totally. We have this thing we always talk about, and it's really simple. You play the music that you want to hear because you made it so you could hear it yourself. You get in a van. You never go home. And you do it because you love it. You stay honest. You stay sincere. Never do it for the money. And you're going to be happy for the rest of your life. So
look at that.
You make it sound so simple.
You know what, man? It is.
The simpler version is play from the heart and never be full of shit.
Basically.
What happens to the 99% of the bands that try to make it and don't? Are they violating one of those basic principles?
No,
they're doing it for the wrong reason?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
No, I mean the ones that try to do it like you've described and still don't make it.
I think they all make it in some way. Like bands that simply get in a van and tour forever. Like there's lots of stories about bands that have been around for sometimes, like a band like Pulp in England's been around 17 years,
right,
before they got big, and they just kept doing it.
No Doubt is another perfect example.
Doubt. Yeah, exactly.
Kept doing it till it worked.
Yep. I read several interviews that you were a big fan of Bruce Dickinson.
I was. I still am. Yeah.
What was that like for you, looking at him and saying, "I want to do that"?
I'm going to have to do a lot of push-ups. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That guy's amazing. Like he flies all over the stage still, and he's in his 50s, I think, right?
Is that what captured your attention as to want to be a lead singer?
When I was a kid, me and Mikey used to listen to Live After Death all the time, which is like one of the greatest live albums ever recorded. And
Iron Maiden.
Yeah, Iron Maiden. It starts off with a Winston Churchill speech, and then they launch right into Aces High, which is about World War II, and it's phenomenal. And, you know, that was one of the first, I guess, audio experiences that made me want to be in a band, and then visual came later, but... Yeah, they were it.
Your parents probably weren't crazy about the Iron Maiden records in the house. Most parents aren't.
Well, they were. Remember the PMRC?
No kidding.
They weren't a part of that, but thank God. But when I was a kid, that was huge. PMRC was giant.
For folks who don't know, that was the movement that led to records being labeled for obscenity and explicit language and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
They didn't say you couldn't make them. They just said you had to label them. That's what it was.
So
you could write Tipper Gore.
Yeah. So then, she was the head one. And like,
right.
Yeah. My parents kind of watched TV and like bought into that a little bit. And so they made it a little hard for me to get stuff like Slayer records, but they were pretty cool with Iron Maiden. So.
Speaking about your family, I read that, of course, your grandmother inspired your creativity in a way that no one else in your family kind of was able to do. How did she do that?
Because she herself was such an amazing artist. She was a sculptor, a painter. She could play the piano. She could sing. She was an amazing woman. And she kind of saw that I had an interest in that kind of thing and just not forced me, but just kind of fostered that creativity.
Just gave you encouragement.
Yeah. She made me do it. And she's the one that made me play Peter Pan in the play. So.
We have her to thank for that.
That's the first applause for Peter Pan in maybe 40 years. I mean, really, that's quite a moment. All right, one more question, and then we'll hear another live song from the band My Chemical Romance. It's Kevin DeVito on K-Rock. Lightning is in the crowd. With whom?
We've got Paul from Placentia.
I understand you have a comic book coming out soon. I was wondering if you could tell us about it.
You know, it's really actually very hard to describe in a sentence. I guess it's a closet space alien adopts 7 extraordinary maladjusted children, raises them really bad, and then dies of a heart attack. So it's a lot of fun. You know, it's been an amazing experience.
When does it come out?
September 19th.
You started out as an intern at
DC Comics.
DC Comics, right?
I did.
You were just copying?
I was a photocopy boy. Yeah.
Nice. And you just read everything and learned to love it while you were doing it.
Yeah, yeah. And it was really helpful to, you know, every kind of art you do is really relative, you know. And it was really helpful to photocopy all this stuff and see the stuff up close.
Right.
And it helped me become a better visual artist. So.
How long was it until you started thinking, I want to write my own?
We always try to, like, start bands and stuff. We never really had a band, but it was right after 9/11, just as the story is, you know.
Right.
That was the moment where I kind of turned my back on
wanting to do art. And, like, you know, we started the band together.
All right, let me ask before we hear another song here, guys, from the other guys in the band. You have to tell Gerard that the comic book's good, but what do you really think? He's not here. He's not listening. What do you guys really think?
It's good.
All right. Breakfast with My Chemical Romance. MCR, everybody stand up. Here's another live number for you on K-Rock. My Chemical Romance. We'll take a quick break and come right back on the world famous K-Rock.
K-Rock. This is Breakfast.
Kevin and Bean's Breakfast with My Chemical Romance.
We are back with our Breakfast with My Chemical Romance. More live music coming up. Guys, we've noticed something about your fans here today. They crazy.
They are crazy, beautiful, smart, and awesome.
Today... Well, we've been talking to him for the last week and a half as we've been giving away tickets to the Breakfast with My Chemical Romance here on K-Rock. And, you know, they're passionate. And I can tell you're passionate about what you do, and the band is passionate. Yes. And they bring it right back to you. Producer Lightning, you've got Ariel in the audience with you.
Oh, yeah. Here she is.
Ariel, we talked to yesterday. She won one of the very last pair of tickets. Hey, Ariel. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good.
Now, tell the band what you told us on the radio yesterday about how My Chemical Romance has really made everyone around you miserable.
Oh, yeah. People hate me because I love you guys so much. It's, like, unbelievable.
Okay. Now, your mom and dad, when they put you on timeout or whatever it is they do with you...
Oh, yeah, they ground me. I can't talk about you because they talk about you so much.
Have to say she can't talk about the band. That's what they do as a form of punishment.
I've gotten kicked out of class for talking about you guys. Like, I'm just, like, it's really bad.
And Gerard,
high five.
Here's one more thing is when she goes to school, if anybody else has a folder or something with your picture on it, she will fight them.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm like the only one.
Is there some kind of ownership issue? Or
I just love you guys so much.
There's a fine line between passion and crazy.
Do you have a,
You got a question? You know if you...
Oh, I have a question.
All right, what is
Can
it?
You kiss Frank like you did on Saturday?
Hell no. That ain't a command thing. That just happens.
That's the elephant in the room, though, and we didn't want to bring it up. But since it's out there, what happened when you kissed Frank on Saturday?
Magic, fireworks.
It was
I was just getting even with him. Really? Yeah.
I don't think we want to know what he did to you. That
you
was
don't.
Required.
You
wow.
Don't.
I think
just
we do.
Even.
All right, Ariel. I'm glad you made it. Thanks. Let's meet, before we hear from the band again, let's hear, let's Mahesh. Where's my man Mahesh? Is he here?
Hey, how you doing, Gerard?
What's up, man?
Mahesh, what's your deal? Tell the guys what you got going on in your world.
I watched you guys on the Pie Ball tour and have been following you guys ever since.
Wow. So you saw us at the Troubadour.
Yeah, I saw you guys at the Troubadour. Saw you at the Avalon.
He told us he still got his ticket stub from that first show that he saw.
That's
look at
amazing.
Look at his license plate.
Those are real license plates?
My real license plate.
Were those hard to get?
Yeah,
or?
Frank, Mikey, and Ray signed this one, but
I'll hit it.
Left.
I'll hit it.
He doesn't want you to hit it, dude.
He's got one license plate that says Black Parade, another that says Mike Kemp.
That's amazing, man. Yeah. Well, thanks for supporting us so long, dude. It means so much.
I had one question,
sure.
though. I've been going to all your performances.
Okay.
And the last time I saw you guys play a Bullet song was at the Slims with Face to Face.
Oh.
And I saw you guys play one at the Halloween show, but I'm wondering if you might play one for us today.
Yo, Bob Breyer is going to knock you out. We haven't played a Bullet song in, forever.
Now we're talking about songs from the first record from folks who don't know.
It would be a nightmare, seriously. Now they think we're about to play it. We can't. That's it. That's all we got. You know, we were talking on Project Rev about doing a Bullet song, but, you know, we didn't do it. We were busy doing our hair. You know.
All right, how about another song from the band? Breakfast with My Chemical Romance, live on K-Rock.
And it rains. And it pours. And you don't want to make friends with anyone, because the next day, they might get their faces blown off. Everybody in the whole place, oh please. 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 Mama, we all go to hell.
Mama, we all go to hell.
I'm writing this letter and wishing you well. Mama, we all go to hell. Well, now, Mama, we're all gonna die. Mama, we're all gonna die. Stop asking me questions. I hate to see you cry. Mama, we're all gonna jump in when we go to hell. And the fire's just full of lies. Mama, we're meant for the flies. And right now, the building, a coffin your size. Mama, we're all full of lies. Sing this with me. Well, mother, what the wall into my legs and to my tongue. I should have been a better son. If you can get a lean infection that can amputate at once, you should have been. That's right, Mama, we are gonna hell.
call me your sweetheart. I'd maybe then sing you a song. But then that I've tried with this, never. You would cry out your eyes all along. We're death row. Who's watching and playing before? And if you can stay, then I'll show you the way to return from the ashes you call. We're your carrion. We're our brothers in your glass right for tomorrow. We die and let's die from the ashes.
A surprise party for me.
You shouldn't have.
Come on. If you're not here at breakfast with My Chemical Romance, you lose this morning. I'm sorry. This is the place to be.
Breakfast with My Chemical Romance. We'll take a quick break and come right back on the world famous K-Rock.
Guys were singing along with that one. Come on.
I noticed that.
That's My Chemical Romance and about 100 K-Rock listeners singing along. We're doing our breakfast with My Chemical Romance. We'll come right back on the world famous K-Rock.
Breakfast time is always fun.
It's Kevin and Bean's Breakfast with My Chemical Romance.
Fortified with eight essential nutrients and vitamins.
The world famous K-Rock.
We are back with more Breakfast with My Chemical Romance and the world famous K-Rock. I know what we meant to ask these guys, and we forgot, is we had Joe Rogan on the show the other day.
Ah.
Joe, of course, popular actor. You see him on the TV.
All-around good-looking guy.
Comedian.
And he says, hey, you guys are doing Breakfast with My Chemical Romance. I think I'm related to those dudes. And I said, really? He said, well, that's what it says on my Wikipedia page. I don't know if it's true or not. So we promised him we'd ask to find out if there's any kind of relationship.
You know, I heard the same thing. Actually, he's me and Mikey's cousin, so...
No kidding. You really are related, huh? But you never met him.
No, I never met him.
I don't know. Maybe
just adored him from afar. You know,
maybe drop a dime. You know, phone call, say hi.
Yeah, maybe I don't know. It's probably hard to get his number. You know,
we have it.
Plus,
absolutely.
He'll make you eat some kind of animal ass, and you don't want to.
That's true. It's not worth
really
it.
Not.
All right, Lightning. Who do you got for us?
Yeah, if I can get him to stop jumping up and down, we've got Tim Butler from Los Alamitos.
I have a two-part question. Do you like llamas? And what's your favorite animal?
Gazelles. I've often felt that My Chemical Romance, if it were to embody an animal, it would be a gazelle.
Wait, why is that? And why is that?
What's that?
Why is that?
Because it's just running. Running from the predators, you know what I mean?
Now, you guys had mentioned before about touring with other bands and other bands that you admire. You mentioned Slayer earlier. Is it true that you opened for Slayer one time?
Oh, come on. We got to talk about that.
I love this story. It's my favorite story.
All right, yeah.
People threw bottles of urine at you.
Yes.
Threw them.
You know, Slayer...
My favorite thing about radio is they always ask questions they know the answer to.
Of course.
Yes, yes. You notice?
I just want to hear you guys talk about getting things thrown at you.
Okay, let's see. Well, as I'm sure you know, if you ask anybody that's played before Slayer,
right,
that's not an easy band to play after as well. It's just as hard. So, you know, I got some pee-pee. I slipped on a peach, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was a rad time.
Excellent.
It was actually, it ended up, because of all that stuff happening, I think it ended up being one of the greatest shows we ever played.
Really?
It actually felt like we were in the basements again. Like, yeah. People were just throwing shit.
Well, you know, it is a compliment in some cultures to have urine thrown at you. So maybe that's the way to look at it, you know?
Well, it didn't feel like...
Have you guys ever had to record your songs for other markets in other languages?
No. No.
Because some bands will do
Although,
that.
Although, I have been known to bust out I'm Not Okay in Spanish.
Is that right? No kidding.
Yeah, but just the choruses, you
right.
know?
Right, yeah, yeah.
It's No Estoy Bien over and over, I mean...
Well, the reason I bring it up
There's
is...
There's a do-it chant right now. Do it.
No. Can you speak a little Spanish for us?
Un poco.
Un poco. There you go. The reason I bring it up is one of the contests that we did this week for people to win tickets to be here at the Breakfast with My Chemical Romance is we had our intern, the Shaolin Robot.
I heard about this.
And we had her
did
sing...
you in Cantonese?
Yes, some of your songs in Cantonese. And I just wanted to play a little bit of it.
Please
so
do.
See
Please.
If you can identify what My Chemical Romance song this is. This is a little game we called Cantonese Aroki on K-Rock. Go ahead.
Not okay. Right?
Well, that's what it is. It's I'm Not Okay. You
yes!
got it. You win tickets to My Chemical Romance. You can do it in Cantonese.
For the rest of my life. Tickets to My Chemical Romance.
All right. Any other questions? Or are we going to go out with one more big number here?
I just want to mention again tonight, Project Revolution San Diego. If you're in the mood for a road trip, this will be a good night. And thanks to My Chemical Romance for coming out this morning. We totally appreciate it.
And don't forget, Gerard's new Dark Horse comic is called The Umbrella Academy. It comes out on Wednesday, September the 19th. You can get all the details at MyChemicalRomance.com. Thanks to Reprise Records and the band. Mike Kim, one more song. And thanks to you, K-Rock listeners, too.
You could get me a drain of water, 'cause my lips are chapped and faded. Cow my Aunt Marie, help her gather all my things and bury me in all my favorite colors. My sisters and my brothers still, I will not. I'm awful just to see, 'cause all my hair's abandoned, all my body, all my agony. Know that I will never marry, and baby, I'm just sorry from the chemo, but counting down the days to go.
Breakfast with My Chemical Romance. One more time for the guys. Thanks again to everybody who came down for our Breakfast with My Chemical Romance this morning, and especially to the band. They were tremendous, and we will get that up at krock.com so you get a chance to revisit it or play it for friends who didn't get a chance to hear it this morning. You know, it's X Games week here in Southern California, X Games 13, where we got it covered for you. Sal Masekela on the program for us yesterday, Travis Pastrana tomorrow, Jeremy McGrath on Thursday, Matt Hoffman on Friday. Right now, time for Mr. Scheckler.
Scheckler's pretty amazing to watch for what he can do with his his size on a skateboard.
Yeah, man, last year was amazing in the pre-qualifiers I got first.
You honestly think someone's gonna pay you to ride a skateboard?
You know what? The Dew Tour did.
He's got all the ingredients that jumpers like to see. The speed, the line, the degree of difficulty, and the style. The way he looks on his board, it's art.
I skated Slam City as an amateur and then turned pro after I won that.
The ladies really like him. I don't really understand why. I mean, but anyway, this his name is Ryan Sheckler.
Very nice.
Yeah, I can't understand why the ladies would like him. Ryan, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Sean Kara. Good morning to you.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Very good, thanks.
It's good to talk to you. Very exciting week. We can really feel the buzz here in Southern California this week.
Yeah, man, it's going to be crazy. I'm super excited.
What about a guy like you who's won the first place medals in the X Games and in the World Cup skateboarding and the Dew Tour that you mentioned, the Globe World Cup, the Gravity Games? What's left for a guy like you going into this weekend?
Just another gold.
Just another gold.
I haven't got a gold in a while. So I think the last one was in 2003. So hopefully I can pull out another one this year.
You may be too old, dude. You may have peaked.
Would people be surprised at how little separates gold from silver from bronze from nothing?
I'm not sure. I don't know, man. It's pretty, like, the top three X Games skaters for, you know, Skateboard Street are, you know, definitely the top in the world, because the X Games is insane competition, and it's probably one of the hardest competitions I've ever skated in.
Does everybody see the X Games as the premier event in their sport, or is there something else?
No, I'm pretty sure it's the premier event, because it's so well known. It's worldly known. Everyone knows of the X Games. So, you know, it's the Dew Tour is coming up and getting to that point, but it's the X Games is definitely one of the most important one-offs.
Thursday and Friday are at Staples Center and at Home Depot, and you're going to be Friday at 12:30 doing the Skateboard Street men's final at Home Depot.
Yeah.
Ryan, you're one of the few athletes that we talk to this time of year who literally can't remember before there was an X Games. I mean, they've been in existence since you were 4 years old, right about the time you started kind of getting into your sport, right? Do you remember watching him as a little kid?
Yeah, I watched a couple, actually, and that's the reason I actually wanted to skate it was because one of my friends was in it, and, you know, it just looked so fun. And so every contest I skated that I could qualify for X Games, I skated my heart out just to try to get into it. And then 2003, got in and won.
What's it been like for you? Where are some of the cool places that you've been able to go around the world with your board?
We've been to China, Dubai, Australia, Canada.
Son of a bitch. I want to do all those places.
What kind of a scene is there in a place like China? Because I can't imagine there's much coverage of skateboarding on television over there.
Yeah, there's not that much coverage, but there is tons of great skateboarding. And, skateboarding's getting bigger over there. So the more people that we get over there, the stronger the skateboard the skateboard community is over there.
When you meet young people over there, do they have access to the internet? Are they able to see your stuff up on YouTube and places like that?
Oh yeah, for sure. And plus, China has one of the world's biggest skate parks. Or they do, actually.
Oh wow!
No idea.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't know that either. Interesting.
But they force you to skate too, so that's not so much fun. Tell us about your MTV show, Life of Ryan. You're filming that today?
Yeah, we're filming. We've been filming that for the last couple weeks, and we just keep filming. It's just basically it's my life and all the crazy, crazy, hectic, fun things we do.
So you're gonna have cameras from MTV following you around the X Games?
Yeah, they'll be there.
How much of your personal life are they trying to film, or do you send them home at night?
No, I mean it's basically everything. You know, we start in the morning, we go to night, and we film whatever happens. So it's everything. It's a real personal show, and you know, people are gonna relate to me and the situations I get stuck in. So
when does that come on MTV?
August 27th is our first episode airs.
Oh, that's cool. Now, are you all graduated from high school now?
I am not, actually. I have my senior year left, so I'm going to try to power through that real quick.
Like you need that, for God's sake.
Dude, skateboarding is forever. Come on with the education. What's your week like? What have you been doing, like, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, today? What are you doing in preparation for this weekend?
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, let's see. Well, I've been taking it easy. I kind of mellow out right before a contest. I try not to skate for the first, like, 4 days before a contest just to, you know, clear my head. And the second I jump back on my board, that's when I want to skate the most. So I kind of take a little break. So right now I've just been, you know, trying to do laundry and get everything packed for, I guess, the weekend. So that's basically the main thing.
That's not
make
sexy.
Make sure I have everything.
That's not the light. MTV watching you pack?
Yeah, no, dude, it's crazy. And we do tons of photo shoots and interviews and stuff like that, too, before, cool. Which is the main part.
Is the only thing you're in is the Skateboard Street Men's Final?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then hopefully next year I'll be in Big Air.
Oh, that just cool. That looks crazy. They're putting that inside Staples Center this year. It just looks like it's just going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so look for Ryan. Skateboard Street is going to be on Friday at 12:30 at Home Depot, but, of course, there's stuff everywhere all day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Kevin, what's your advice about tickets? I mean, just buy them as soon as you think of it, right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
really, a lot of the stuff does sell out.
They sell out, and they're really, really reasonably cheap compared to going to a concert or something like that. And it's such a great time. I go all 4 days every year. Love
wow.
it. Can't wait. I'm like Ryan. What I do is I try to lay it low for 4 days before we go to the X Games. And
I know you have been taking it easy a little bit to make sure. And by the way,
you guys got to rest up.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Well, it's hard work sitting in those chairs watching you.
All that watching can wear you right out.
And if you're not lucky enough to be there in person, ESPN, ESPN2, ABC's covering more this year than ever before. And, of course, X Games 13 coverage at EXPN.com, too. Ryan, it's always cool to catch up with you, man. It sounds like you're living the dream, man. We're behind you. I hope you have a great Friday.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you, man.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Now, which sex is your oldest?
We have a boy, Joshua, that's 16.
Now, he's not going to want to spend much time with all those other boys in their room come pretty here a couple years.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Come pretty here a couple years?
You guys with your editing.
What does that even mean?
That's funny.
8:51, Tuesday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, you can rent a dog. It's a new service. We'll tell you more coming up after 9 o'clock. Plus, a new plan on how to treat Barry Bonds when he steps into the batter's box at Dodger Stadium tonight. We'll talk to a K-Rock listener with a great idea. That's coming up.
What you got there, Ralph?
I have a piping hot beverage.
Oh, yeah.
Because it helps to melt the icicles hanging off the ceiling in the K-Rock studios.
Look, Mr. Heat Miser, I'm tired of this thermostat war that's going on. Let's just
Stop
turning it up. Let's just make it comfortable
72
in here.
Degrees is comfortable.
That's an absurd temperature for a room like this.
67 is not comfortable.
67 is a little warm, to be honest. It's a little bit warm. Here's Ralph with the showbiz beat.
I hate it when mommy and daddy fight.
Star Jones is a liar.
Yeah.
All right, my next story.
Nothing to add to that.
For some time now, since she lost 160 pounds, she's been very coy about telling people how she lost the weight.
And they've been asking her specifically, did you have surgery?
No. 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 Well, in Glamour magazine, which is so surprising. She's in a magazine called Glamour.
Yeah, no kidding.
Don't they have Ugly magazine on the stands you can go into? She writes a first-person essay saying, finally admitting that, yes, she had gastric bypass surgery in August of 2003.
You liar! What a shocker.
We're all stunned, Star.
Here's the people I feel sorry for. The people who are trying to lose weight, and they look at her and go, wow, she did that with exercise and eating right. I'm going to try. And they've just been busting their ass trying to lose weight. And then she's like, I had surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bitch.
She said, I was terrified someone would have a tragic result after emulating me. When asked why she didn't talk about having gastric bypass procedure.
Shut up.
I think you're a lying, backstabbing, psycho bitch.
You know, she's all concerned about other people constantly.
Sure.
She's all about others.
By the time she'd had it done, there were a bunch of celebrities who'd already done it.
And admitted it and said out loud, yes. I had it.
Yeah.
Nor is it her responsibility if someone else has a bad result.
But the complete truth is also, I was scared of what people might think of me. I was afraid to be vulnerable.
Oh.
She's already less popular than Osama bin Laden. What could people possibly think of her worse?
Jeez, what a bitch.
Reynolds says that she was 307 pounds at her heaviest.
Wow. 307 pounds.
Yeah.
Remember she was on the red carpet? She had all that back fat?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Good times.
Yeah. Well, that she was wearing a cape. She said her out-of-control behavior began around her 40th birthday in 2002. When she was feeling lonely, she turned to food for comfort and gained 75 pounds over the course of 17 months.
She must have been very comfortable.
Yes.
Please pardon me while I rip my eyes out.
How much would you have to eat over 17 months to gain 75 pounds?
It's an
You'd have to dedicate
amount.
Yourself to it full time.
Yeah, 24 hours a day.
Psycho Mike, what kind of calorie intake is required to gain that much weight?
I mean, it's not possible. It varies from person to person. But, I mean, honestly, even I know guys, I've been that guy myself, who's gone out of his way to try to gain weight. And, you know, 3 or 4 pounds a month is like massive amounts of weight gain. And you have to be stuffing your face day in and day out and making, like Ralph said, a conscious effort to gain weight. 70 pounds is like, that's like, she must have just been drinking like Alfredo sauce as her beverage of choice.
Mmm, I go for a nice cold glass of Alfredo sauce.
That
right
is
now.
Good. With ice?
Yeah.
Whore!
You ever see that little show, no pun intended, Little People, Big World over
oh,
there
yeah.
on TLC?
The Midgets?
It's a reality show about the Midget family.
I don't know why I don't watch that. It does have midgets on it.
It does.
Sucks.
Sad news. The father of the Midget family, Matthew Roloff, 45 years old, was popped for DUI last month. Washington County Sheriff's Office pulled him over on June the 19th, and cops say his van had been swerving all over the road. He took a field sobriety test and failed, and that's when he was pulled into jail and cited, and then eventually released.
Do they put him in a real jail cell, or do they keep him in a dog glue?
Oh, my God.
Cops.
Shut the hell up!
Cops asked Matthew if he'd been drinking. He said no, he accidentally tripped and fell into an old-fashioned. Because he's little. He fell right into the drink. Couldn't help but take some in, I guess.
Midgets, dude. Midgets.
Kid could have drowned.
Yeah.
Poor Matthew.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. You ever come near Midgetville? And I don't kick your motherfucking ass.
Jenna Elfman and her husband, Bodie Elfman, have a new baby. According to People Magazine, Jenna gave birth last Monday here in Los Angeles. The boy's name? Story.
Story. Hmm. S-T-O-R-Y.
Story. As in fairy tale.
Hmm.
As in make-believe.
That one is...
As in the story behind Scientology.
Huh. It's one of the odder celebrity names.
Story Elias. Guaranteeing a beatdown at lunchtime in the schoolyard.
Game.
And Ryan and Trista. You may remember them from The Bachelor. I guess she was the bachelorette and she picked Ryan, right?
I didn't watch that show.
Anyway, they had a baby as well. Maxwell is his name. Last Thursday he was born, so congratulations to all those people having all those babies.
Was that part of what they won on the show as a kid?
I think they won a baby, yeah.
Yeah.
They won a zygote. Johnny Depp is getting ready to play Hunter S. Thompson again. Did you ever see Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, the movie based on that book?
Unfortunately, yes.
I didn't
Unfortunately,
know.
That movie rocks!
Not a good film.
It's awesome!
Not enjoyable.
Wrong, sir.
I couldn't even finish it.
Did not get a positive feeling in
you
doing
didn't even
that
finish
film.
It?
Oh, it's
no,
awesome.
It's rough.
I hear it's a downer, but...
It's awesome.
I didn't see it.
It's hilarious. Well, it's hilarious.
He's a
awesome.
Fascinating and crazy guy, but it's so far out that it doesn't even make any sense.
Buzzkill!
Yeah. Well, he's reprising his role. He's going to play another... Hunter S. Thompson book. He's going to play the lead character in that. The Rum Diary is the name of the book.
Okay.
Once again, this is a semi-autobiographical novel by Hunter S. Thompson, so he's reprising his role as Hunter.
They were very close friends, Kevin, because Johnny Depp played him in the movie, and Johnny Depp is the one who ended up paying for Hunter S. Thompson's funeral and the whole deal.
He's the one who shot him out of a cannon or whatever
yep.
the hell
right.
he did to him at the end. So that's something to look forward to. Auditions for the 7th season of American Idol have started up.
Don't make me break out my montage of last season's early... auditions.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yesterday at Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego, California, 12,000 people showed up to audition for the show. That kicks off the seven-city tour. They're going to Dallas next, then Omaha, Atlanta, Charleston, Miami, and then ending up in Philadelphia on August the 27th. So if you want to be on American Idol, you're going to hit one of those cities. You missed out your opportunity down in San Diego.
American Idol is very smart, though, because as popular and successful as that show is, they do not... air it more than once a year. So you are ready for it to come back on by the time it arrives.
Or not.
You
they
are.
They don't force it down your throat like they do some shows.
Uh-oh.
No. Gene. Come on, Gene.
How are you?
Gene, it's too
it's
easy.
It's too easy.
I just spoke up. I'm sorry. I couldn't help it.
Gene was snoozing in the back of the room.
It's
like, on more than once a year.
It's only on one time.
I thought it was on twice a year.
No, it's
twice
on,
a year.
It's on one season.
We just had one, and there'll
and
be another
the
one before Christmas.
No, the other one starts in January.
Oh, really?
They do it once a year, January through May. That's it.
Seems like more than
I thought that. It was twice a year, too. It seems
Doesn't
like four
though?
Times a year to me.
Yeah. Everybody thinks that Bean's wrong. Raise your hand.
Yeah, guys, I'm telling you.
We don't care if it's right or not. We think you're wrong.
Think about this year. It
you
started in January
wrong.
And then ended in May, and there's no more
you
now,
sound
and there's
wrong,
no more
though.
In the fall. See, most shows would come back in the fall. This one doesn't. This one doesn't come back till January.
But you could be entirely wrong. Right, but yeah. You sound wrong.
You just sound so wrong when you say it that we can't help
because
but
it's
believe
me?
It's not true.
We don't believe it from anyone else.
Yeah.
I always said there was talent in Seattle, and I was right.
Thank you, Simon. At least someone's got my back.
Out on video today, new DVDs in stores. Ooh. 300, if you didn't get a chance to see that in movie theaters.
Oh.
You want to see the Spartans get naked and swing a sword.
That's so good.
It's available on a two-disc set in stores today, as is Hot Fuzz. The guys from Shaun of the Dead bring you a takeoff on action and cop movies. Available also today, Dallas Season 7.
Yep.
Psycho Mike's pleased. He's a big Dallas fan. We had no idea.
I didn't know there were any left.
It's inexplicable.
Sci-fi fans, be happy to know that Space 1999 finally available on DVD for you.
Which one is that? Was that a series?
Series, TV series, yeah.
Who's in that?
Martin Landau.
Oh, yeah. That's right, another one.
Never heard of it.
Kung Fu Hustle, the Axe Kicking Edition, the reboxed set of that film. You can check that out as well.
I have a clip if you'd like to hear it.
Sure.
It'll be Kung Fu first. Ask questions later.
What do you think?
Sounds good.
Pretty good. A little short, but pretty good.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch Season 2 also available. What was her name? Who was Sabrina, the little blonde chick?
Melissa Joan Hart.
Melissa Joan Hart. She was pretty cute.
She was.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's lost some of that.
Yeah. She's married and got a bunch of kids now, I think.
The edge of the cute has worn off, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That blade has dulled.
What are you saying?
Not nearly as cute as she used to
be. Oh, okay.
Real quick email before I get to celebrity birthdays, and I hate to do this in the middle of all the jocularity.
Oh, is it a downer?
It is a little bit of a downer. This comes from listener Tino.
Buzzkill!
But I think it's worthwhile talking about because it addresses a serious issue that I think could use a spotlight shown upon it.
Okay.
Ralph, I recently visited with the UCLA Cancer Center there and saw a specialist. He diagnosed me with a rare form of gum disease.
Ooh.
This cancer, maxillosarcoma, slowly eats at the base of your teeth and jaw.
Dude.
Wikipedia says this disease strikes something like 1 in 5 million people. And I've learned recently it's what killed legendary Notre Dame football coach Newt Rockne. This is a very serious disease. However, it is curable, not always fatal. But I think someone should launch a campaign to talk about the disease, to give it a higher awareness, and also perhaps raise some money to conquer it.
Okay.
The disease, I should point out, is currently named after Rockne. And while bad breath is just a side effect of the disease, it's often known as Rockne halitosis.
Rockne halitosis!
Oh, come on! Rockne halitosis! That was well crafted, Tino.
I appreciate your email so much.
Halitosis, 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 halitosis. Halitosis, halitosis, halitosis. Oh, halitosis.
Rockne halitosis.
Come on, Ralph. Oh, God. No, just no. Ralph.
Rockne halitosis.
No.
But I'm saying
Ralph,
it's Rockne halitosis.
No.
Talk about a momentum killer right there.
So I'm confused. Is he sick?
No.
Or not?
He's fine.
Oh, okay.
Bogus! They call it Rockne halitosis.
Oh, good God. Now you're doing the David Bowie.
It's catchy. Can't help it. Today's celebrity birthday is Michael Biehn, actor from Aliens and Terminator, 51 years old today. Dean Cain. I don't know much about him as an actor, but I know he can sure swing a bat.
That guy can hit a ball.
Oh, can he crush a pitch?
Yeah.
Woo! He once smacked a pitch Kevin threw.
It's still in the air.
Out of the park.
Well, it's in orbit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just now passing Mars.
Last time I saw something traveling that fast, they had stewardesses on it. That's all I'm saying. He's 41 years old today. Wesley Snipes from Blade turns 45. Timing. And maybe it was a little warmer in here. Your fingers could get to the buttons faster. That's what I'm saying. Maybe you'd warm your hands and warm up a little bit.
Talk about a momentum killer right there.
And J.K. Rowling, author of some book. I don't know. Harry Popper? I'm not familiar with the
It's
character.
A kid's book. No one reads it.
How about our new series, Larry Potter?
Do you believe he made that joke?
Bean said that earlier this morning.
I was suggesting that...
She's got a new character named Larry Potter.
Talk about a momentum killer right there.
I was suggesting you mentioned she's writing her new book already. I was just wondering if it will be much different from the series that made her famous.
It's going to be very different. It's going to be based on a character named Larry Potter.
Yeah, I was saying she's going in a different direction.
Bean, you think we don't understand it? Really? Really?
She is the richest woman in Britain, by the way. Richer than the Queen of England herself.
Yes. And anytime we bring up the Queen of England, we have to have Kevin do his Queen impression for us. Kevin,
hello, I'm a blue blood. I'm better than you.
Thank you so much. J.K. Rowling is 42 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. We had our breakfast with My Chemical Romance earlier this morning. If you missed that, we have highlights at krock.com. You can go listen to it.
If they're not up now, the King of Mexico is working furiously to get them up as soon as he can. By the way, not that I am prone to hyperbole, but... Maybe, certainly one of the five best breakfasts I've ever been a part of here on the Kevin and Bean Show. I think one of the five best.
They were great.
They were tremendous.
And they were great with the crowd.
And the audience was great. I mean, really, really good stuff. I think, and I think you'll enjoy it if you want to check it out on KROQ.com. That should be posted, if not now, then very, very soon here.
Got an article from the USA Today. A new timeshare business lets urban dwellers rent dogs that they don't have the time or space to keep on a full-time basis.
That's a very interesting idea.
So you can't take care of a dog full-time, but you love a dog and you'd like to have it for, say, a weekend.
Every once in a while, you miss the opportunity to run on the beach with your dog or just play with it in the yard or something like that. And this is, gives you the opportunity to do that and then be able to hand it back at the end of the week.
It's called Flex Pets. And members get to choose from 10 dogs. They're available through the company's program of shared pet ownership.
Hmm. I've never heard of such a thing.
Me either. And I don't know where they go back to. If they go back to this company and they just keep them all there or they're in a, I don't know.
Or somebody has them in their home when they're not being rented out. Or
is there a company when a call comes in and wants you to rent a dog, they go out on the street and like steal a dog, like a stray dog or something? Well, we wanted to find out more about it, so we asked producer Lightning to line up a representative from the company, which again is called Flex Pets. Let's say hi to Sam Contro. Mr. Contro, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thanks, good to talk to you.
Well, we're doing fine. Are you okay?
Yeah, no problem. Okay. Just here at the Flex Pet offices. Flex, down, Flex.
The pet's name is Flex?
All of them are named Flex.
Oh, all right. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, we don't bother naming them because no one ever loves them long enough for them to get to know their name.
Oh.
We just call them the Flex Pets. They're all named Flex.
That's really sad. I was hoping that wasn't the case. So what's the typical consumer, the typical person who would want to use your service?
Well, here at Flex Pets, we like to think of it as like going to a hooker, you know? Just because you want to bone some broad doesn't mean you want to marry her.
Right.
Hear her yapping all the time. Blah, 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 blah. Paint the house. Blah, blah, blah. In fact, the name of the company was Hooker Pets.
Hooker Pets.
But the phone didn't ring so much with that.
Yeah,
so we named it Flex Pets. And it's basically the same principle, though. If you want to spend some time with a dog, but you don't want to take the time to actually make a commitment to that dog, then we rent you a dog, and then you can hang out with him and do whatever you want. And we always say here at Flex Pets, you got no time? We're flexible. You got no sense of responsibility? We're flexible. You got no money? That's when we're not so flexible.
Not so flexible. A $150 training fee, a $99 annual fee, a $49 monthly fee, and a daily fee.
Ka-ching!
Wow.
That's a tremendous amount of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. The funny thing is we get you for the training fee, and how many times do you think we have to train the dogs? Pretty much once.
Yeah, right. Now, what kind of – I'm a little bit concerned. I have to ask this to speak up for the dogs who can't. What about the people? I mean, what kind of screening process do you go through from people who want to use your service? You can't just give a dog to anyone who calls.
No, we don't. You have to have a credit card or a check.
Really?
You don't get one of our dogs. So we have a very thorough screening process.
There's no background check as far as how they will treat the animal.
No. No.
Okay. No, but
I mean, these are flex dogs. They don't really count.
But the call comes in, and I don't know, it's superstar quarterback Michael Vick, for instance. You don't care? You send a dog out?
We'll take cash.
Oh, wow.
Won't even leave a paper trail.
Wow.
What? Flex, be quiet.
You have cats, too?
Yeah, we got Flex cats. We got Flex dogs. We rent to almost everybody. Well, not the Koreans, because we can't get our dogs back. We don't know where they went. What's cooking? What
did I say? You lose the deposit every time you make a cat.
Flex, be quiet.
What the hell?
Is that a cow?
Yeah, we've got all different kinds of animals. Those are our cows. We have a bovine Flex program as well.
Okay, but why?
We call it Bowflex.
Hey!
Thank you so much. I'll be here all week.
Sam, why would somebody ever rent a cow for the weekend?
You like milk?
Well,
how about some fresh milk?
You can buy it.
Okay, I guess.
We can buy a dog, too. The whole thing falls apart if you start using logic.
All right, so you have cats, you have dogs, you have cows.
Yep.
Horses.
Flex, be quiet.
Okay, that kind of makes sense. You
horses,
want to go
horse,
for a weekend, sure.
That makes a lot of sense, yeah.
Yeah, also the ladies like it, too, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Because they like to ride horses.
Whatever you kids are calling it these days.
You have roosters?
That's our Flex Cox program. In case you want a rooster around the house to wake you up at dawn, you know, it's an alarm clock.
Right,
sure. Give you that rustic feeling.
Sure.
Someone might...
Monkeys?
Down!
Monkeys?
Yeah, we got monkeys.
Wow.
Is it confusing that they're all named Flex? It seems like it'd be tough to keep them in line.
Only at dinner time.
Okay, yeah.
Because when I call Flex to dinner, it's a stampede.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Rented
elephant.
Down. That's our Flexifant program.
you rent elephants?
Oh, sure.
Wow.
They make great pets.
Elephants do.
They sure do. And they always remember everybody they get read it to, oddly enough.
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
excellent
right.
memory.
What's that?
That's a wife. Yeah. I don't know why she does that.
And it's time for Kevin and Bean's What It Do, Nephew.
What does it do, nephew?
Okay. Come on.
What does it do, nephew?
This is getting out of hand.
What does it do, nephew?
1-800.
What does it do, nephew?
520.
What does it do, nephew?
1067.
What does it do, nephew? What does it
All
do,
All right. What does it do, nephew? David Bowie, we
what
got it.
What does it do, nephew?
You get on the air, you get a prize. Anything to stop that man from singing. 1-800-520-1067. Hey, where's the thing with the
All
deal?
All right, David Bowie, legend.
I have my list
Rodney's
here.
Rodney's English Disco, 1-800-520-1067.
If you get on the air, you receive a CityWalk Cinemas prize pack for four with movie tickets and parking at Universal Cinemas.
Maybe David Bowie will be starring in one of those movies that you can go see.
All Labyrinth.
Right. Let's begin with Leo in Maywood. Good morning, Leo.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. What to do, nephew?
What to do?
What to do, baby boo?
Hey, Leo.
What's up? So, I'm an electrician. I'm at work doing a simple rewiring job, and I'm working at this old guy's house, and no one ever questions me whether I've fallen through a ceiling or not, which I never have.
Right.
So, I go up in his attic doing simple rewiring, you know, doing smoke detectors and everything. I end up falling through the ceiling into his bedroom, where him and his old wife are getting ready to take off their gear and do it.
Oh, no.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was the worst thing because the man's pants were down, and I saw his ass crack.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's like a Rob Schneider movie.
Wow.
Horrible.
The crazy electrician falls through the ceiling, and the old people having sex. Dude, your eyes are going to be scarred from that. I mean, you can't forget something like that.
I cannot get enough crap about it at work. These guys just rip on me. They're like, so how was the old porn? We didn't know you were. And I'm like, oh, God.
As well, they should.
That's rough. That is rough.
So you did what any red-blooded American would do. You came down and joined in.
Oh, God, no.
No, okay.
I have didn't my limit. 45, right. I'm good. These people are pushing 70.
Okay. They thought it would be hot to have sex while the electrician
was
in. Yeah. Let's have the guy watch us.
Electricians, do it in your shorts. Thank you for the call. 1-800-520-1067. Go to Jason in Whittier. He's on line 5. I have not heard this news. Ralph, I can't wait to see if you've heard about what Jason is calling with. Hey, Jason.
Hey, how's it going? What it do, nephew?
What it do?
Yeah, so I'm watching E! News with the wife yesterday, and they say Ryan Seacrest is going to be the next Bachelor.
Was that an offhanded joke, or is that true?
It sounded like it was true. It sounded like it was going to be true.
If that's true, I'm going to tell you how that whole show is going to go. He's going to be on there, and he's going to say, I tint my hair, and I have my eyes done, and I wear makeup, and, oh, you think I'm gay? No, I'm not gay. That's the whole show.
I love the ladies.
You know, I can see Ryan wanting to go on that program because it's about the only 2 hours of TV that he's not already on.
Right.
So I think he would certainly do it. He loves the attention, that's for sure.
If it was on E!, chances are it was the E! News Daily that he hosts. Maybe they're making a joke about
That's what I was thinking, is just an offhanded comment.
But don't you think the ratings would be huge if he were The Bachelor?
No. Why would they be huge?
Because he's popular.
Everyone knows who he is.
He's popular.
Yeah. But then he would...
All the American Idol people would watch.
See, the problem with him is that he's learned to read okay. But now if the camera starts showing him in his real life and he's ad-libbing and he's trying to be funny and charming.
Can you imagine?
That'd be terrible. It'd be a horrible show.
Yahoo, Bachelorette!
Yeah, I wouldn't be.
Does it burn you, Kevin, that he knows how to read okay? I mean, does that really like hurt?
When are you going to learn how to read okay, by the way?
It is my life's dream.
I hoped, and I never shared this on the air before, but I hoped in teaching your children how to read, you might improve.
Oh, they passed me.
But
I'm getting Kevin some flashcards.
That didn't happen.
Nicole in Upland, good morning.
Hello, what a do, nephews and baby boos.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi. I was just wondering, whatever happened with Lightning and his ally diet pill?
Oh, yeah. We made him take that. Remember?
Anal leakage.
That's
whatever
right.
happened
to the anal leakage? He went on vacation right after he took.
We did anal leakage watch 2007 or something.
Yeah.
Boy, that was a short-lived story. Remember, that was in the news for about 2 days.
Yeah,
that's all anybody
diet
was.
Pill.
Everybody was talking about how it was the best diet pill ever, except it had the unfortunate side effect. Yeah.
Anal leakage, yeah.
Did you take it, Lightning?
I did. I got 3 days in, and...
Enjoyed. Felt like I had flu symptoms. I was liquid from the neck down.
Oh.
Excellent.
A little too leaky for you?
Yes. Not a fan.
Well, that's how you lose weight, I guess,
you
right?
You look slimmer than ever, though. So it must have worked at least for 3 days.
I thought it was Turtle walking in here a minute ago.
He is Turtle, isn't he?
He totally has turned into Turtle from Entourage. All right, let's go to Andy in Signal Hill. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's happening?
Hey, Andy.
Dude, Kevin, what's up, man? Why are you bagging on lacrosse?
Yeah, Kevin, what's up with you with lacrosse?
Why are you bagging on the rapists?
I don't remember bagging on lacrosse.
I don't either.
Yeah, you did, dude. Right when the dude said lacrosse, you're like, yeah, lacrosse.
Oh, yeah, that was the guy that was talking about how baseball is the best sport in the world. And that if baseball was ruined, then he would go to football, basketball, soccer, lacrosse. I was like, well, not lacrosse.
Yeah. Lacrosse is the same season as baseball. It's the best sport ever, dude. I'm telling you, it's going to be bigger than hockey.
Okay. All right.
You don't play lacrosse by any chance, do you?
Dude, I played lacrosse. I played for my high school.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good luck with that. Listen, I don't care. I don't have anything against it. It just struck me as funny that he was replacing baseball with lacrosse.
Which is likely to happen. Give it 5 years. It will be.
It's been around for like hundreds of years, and it really hasn't caught on yet.
Well, the East Coast is real popular. They actually have two major leagues.
But it's still nowhere near as popular as any of the other sports that were mentioned.
Even soccer's more popular.
Yeah.
Not in the U.S. Actually, lacrosse is more popular than soccer.
Oh, stop. I want to see some stats on that, my friend.
Okay, I'll back that up. I'll look them up for you and call you tomorrow, maybe.
Yes,
okay,
call us tomorrow.
You call us back.
Look,
maybe.
I would agree that there may be more college programs for lacrosse than there are for soccer, but in terms of fans of the sports, it can't even be close. Soccer's
no,
be way
spectator
out front.
Sport of the future, lacrosse.
Hey, guys, if Andy from Signal Hill calls back tomorrow about lacrosse, refuse to take his call, please.
We went off the air.
Speaking of boycottberry.com, and we spoke with Daniel, the founder, a few moments ago, KROQ listeners have crashed the site. It is not available
right now.
Excellent. But it is worth checking out to hear all about their boycott at Dodger Stadium that they have going on for tonight, tomorrow night, and Thursday night, all 3 nights that Barry Bonds and the Giants are in. I also want to thank Ryan Scheckler for joining us, too. X Games 13. His competition is going to be the Skateboard Street on Friday at 12:30 at the Home Depot Center. Of course, tickets are available through Ticketmaster Outlet, Staples Center, Home Depot Center, box office. Prices vary for the events. Tons of coverage for X Games 13. And also,
everyone will come out and watch me skate. And it'll be very exciting at the X Games.
And let me read one email from somebody who's already gotten home and emailed us about Breakfast with My Chemical Romance.
Baby, deliver it.
Jacob writes, hey, guys, I was there at the breakfast. It was my first time ever at one of your breakfast shows. I've been to all your major shows, though, like Acoustic Christmas, Weenie Rose, Dylan Invasion, even the Halloween show with My Chemical Romance. But this morning was by far the greatest experience I've had. A tiny little studio with less than 100 people. By the time Gerard started singing in with Helen, he was literally singing in my ear after pushing into the middle of the crowd. It was awesome. I'm heading down to Project Revolution tonight in San Diego with the tickets that you guys gave away. I can't thank KROQ, you guys, and My Chemical Romance enough. All that's left is to get me into a singles party. Hook it up! Like, we haven't done enough for Jacob,
no
right?
Kidding.
Keep doing the Lord's work, and that's kind of been the consensus from people who were lucky enough to be there today for Breakfast with My Chemical Romance, and thanks again to Reprise Records and the band for showing up. They were terrific.
Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We are going to talk to Travis Pastrana about the X Games.
Mm-hmm.
We have Shaolin Robot, our new intern, who told Bean that she's decided to remain a virgin because if she has sex with one guy, she has to have sex with everyone.
It's true.
I didn't realize that was the deal, but okay.
Keep that in mind, ladies. Those of you who have already lost your virginity.
Are guys like potato chips? You can't just eat one? I mean, why?
I don't know. You tell us, Bean.
Why do you have to have sex with all of them if you have sex with one?
I don't know.
I don't understand the logic.
We didn't say that. She did. We'll have to ask her.
I've gotten, just a little aside, I've gotten emails and MySpace messages. I think David King of Mexico has as well, saying that from listeners saying that Shaolin Robot's not real, that it's like a made-up character on the show because there's just no way someone could behave the way she does.
She's very, very real.
She's too real.
She's our dumpster diver. So we love her. Also tomorrow from the movie Rescue Dawn, we have Steve Zahn on the program.
Hey!
We have Ashley Casale, I'm not sure how you say it, but she's the founder of March for Peace, and they are marching all the way across the United States. I think they're someplace in the middle of Iowa right now.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And then what happens?
That's going to stop the war.
Oh, I see. I got you.
When they reach the border of Iraq.
For her.
I don't know. I wish I had known it was that easy.
I'm glad we're having her on because I don't understand how walking all day is really going to make an impact.
Well, if we have to explain it to you.
Okay.
Dude, make blisters, not war.
Also, tomorrow about a schizophrenic mouse. We'll tell you about that. And Dick Cheney's on Larry King tonight.
Oh, good times.
Can't wait.
Highlights of that, plus highlights of the Dodger game tonight as you people do what's right to Barry Bonds.
You got a guy who really can't ask a question And he's interviewing a guy who won't answer any questions.
Yes.
Perfect.
It sounds like a good combination.
It's like me interviewing me.
Yeah. It's going to be a tough perfect hour. All right. Kat Corbett up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. How about some Muse, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Shadow of the Day is new from Linkin Park, Nirvana, Junior Gong Marley, Rage Against the Machine, and so much more after this on K-Rock.